world. Taking the world by force.
98.6.
And now, this is basic civil defense information from the Department of Defense, Office of Civil Defense, Washington. If a nuclear attack ever occurs, go to a public shelter if one is nearby. Or if you have a home shelter, use it. But if regular shelter isn't available, and even if your home has no basement, you could still improvise some limited fallout protection in a first floor hall or room, away from outer walls and windows. Use doors off their hinges, furniture and appliances, plus stacks of other shielding material, such as trunks or drawers, filled with sand or earth, to make an enclosure large enough to live in for a short time. Some homes without basements have a crawl space between the first floor and the ground. Select the crawl space area under the center of the house and place shielding material around it. On the floor above, place other shielding material to provide additional protection for the shelter space. For more information on how to improvise fallout protection, check with your local civil defense director.
This is rap music. This is rap music we're listening to. Rap music. Hi, guys. Good evening. I'm Carlito, host of Madhouse Radio. This just happens to me, Madhouse Radio. Amazing. April 7th. Motherfucker. Yay. Good evening, folks. Thanks for joining us. With me here, as usual, is Milkman.
Edit my D-Dog. Kifle. Hey, man, it's so good to hear your melodious tones there, my friend. It sounds like you've got something up your sleeve there in store for us, man. And I can't wait, man. And what's cooking, my brother? How you been, man?
Rap music. Rap music is cooking. Yeah. Anyway.
Sounds good, man.
Thank you. All right, folks, we're going to have a good show tonight. I'm going to move my chair to the side a little bit. I'm a little disconcerted because I didn't have any cigars inside my humidor, and I knew I had one in the car that I left for a few days, and it's all messed up because it dried out. I'm going to smoke it anyway, but... it's probably going to...
Well, get a nice glass of water and have it near, man. Because it might be a bit of a gag or anything.
Nah. It's fine. It'll work.
Oh, it's not completely dried out. I've smoked those dried out ones though before, and they are. They're harsh on your throat, man. They beat it down.
Yeah, they can be. I don't think this is too bad, but the wrapper is starting to come out already towards the...
The wrapper's just starting to dry.
Yeah, and the problem is it's going to break up in my mouth.
Fall apart.
Yeah, man. Well, we're here a little on time for a change. That's good. Good for us.
Oh, my goodness. What time is it? It is not 10 o'clock, is it? Heck, man. It's still 10 o'clock, dude.
Yeah.
What's wrong, man?
It's good, man. We're doing good.
Oh, You're right. It is a good thing, man.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't really want to talk about nothing except for prank calls. We could just do prank
calls.
That
sounds like what I want to talk about. Wow.
I have no idea what's going to happen tonight. We usually don't have a plan. We just kind of do it. So let's call a hotel in Indonesia. How about that?
The plan is we're going to have some freaking fun.
Speaking of fun, Milkman, did you hear what happened to KDK? Poor dumb guy.
What? No, what happened, man? Don't tell me something bad happened to him. I hope not.
No, it's bad, dude.
Shit.
Fall hit me up on Facebook. She was talking to me. She said, did you hear what happened to KDK?
I'm shit, like, what is it?
I'm like, what happened this time? She's like, oh, you know, Drunk Bill beat him up and slashed, Drunk Bill beat him up and slashed his face. And I was like, you're kidding. They said, this is a stupid April Fool's joke that he did 4 or 5 days after the fact. She's like, no, here's the video. She's like, no, here's the video from last night. I look at the video. Sure enough, KDK has a massive swollen black eye I'm not trying to laugh. I'm sorry. It's not funny. And I'm not making light of it. I feel bad for him. Yeah, apparently that guy that lives next to him that he's been having sex with and stuff went nuts and tried to kill him, apparently. Jesus Christ, God damn it.
Are you kidding me? So he really got his face cut, too?
Well, I was the same way. You know, he's cried wolf so many times. But
I know, dude. I don't trust him, man, as far as that goes. Because I remember the time he shot himself on the air and then turned around a little bit later and came back on the air. That was real. That was a real doozy.
Yeah.
So, you know, you don't know about that guy. Seriously, man.
No, the video,
so, what, he looks beat up or was it just made up?
You know, he's beat up, dude. That's not makeup.
Really?
Yeah, he's
beat up. Ouch.
He got beat up, man. I feel bad for the guy.
Oh, man.
You know, we talk shit about
that's
him, but
too bad.
He's still... Jesus Christ, that's
right. We talked about him, but still, man, he's not that bad a guy. Dude, I got over it, man. You know what? I forgave him after, what, 6 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, girlfriend. Welcome back. Well, I hope you get better. You know, Mo's face is his most important thing. You don't want to have any scars. At least, hopefully, it ain't scarred.
Don't... make fun of him in a gay voice, dude. That's just wrong.
Oh, I'm not. No, man. I'm not. It's all good, man.
Oh,
it's all fun.
Oh, this cigar is all fucked. Look at this. Look at the end of the cigar. Look at this. I don't know if it's coming up on video.
Yeah, okay.
Look at this shit. Look at it. God damn it. Worst cigar.
You need a Lewinsky, man. Go, man. Why don't you go ahead, like, take your real quick break there, man, and play, like, one phone call and go in there and do a Monica Lewinsky there, and Theaners will help you out, and then come back and enjoy your cigar.
Oh, no. Other than that, I know I heard Matt, Laugh Track Matt, your buddy. I know he was in the hospital. I didn't realize he was in the hospital for over a month. I knew he had hurt his leg.
That long. He broke his leg.
Yeah, he broke his leg, man. And I think he finally got out this week.
Oh, I thought he was already out. I thought he was only in there for 1 week. Then I misunderheard because I hadn't heard shit about him after that first week.
He went back in and he was in for a while, apparently. He had a whole bunch of physical therapy and problems with the knee machine. Yep.
Well, man, he comes in aces, man. Well, I hope you get feeling better there, Mr. Matt, dude. Hang in there, man.
Yeah, man. You know, hopefully they give you some opiates and shit. That'd be cool. Oh, God.
Dude, follow orders, man, and don't be pushing around on that leg, man. Whatever you do, do not use it. Keep the weight off of it as long as you can, because them bones take up to 6 months to completely, you know, heal. So even a year later, there's going to be some healing, too, just depending on, you know, what you did.
Yeah.
So take it easy.
Well, he's back home with a wheelchair. I know that. Apparently, he was posting on Facebook that he had to pee. And the wheelchair doesn't fit in the bathroom, so he has to do it on his couch into a bottle, you know. And he peed all over the couch. He missed. That happened to me when I was in the hospital 2 years ago. One of the times I had to pee, you know, they give you a thing to pee in, and I ended up peeing all, I missed, and it got all over the bed, and it was pretty embarrassing.
Man, I hate to hear that. I know you guys with short ones have problems like that, man. I never had that, you know.
Very funny.
off.
Hang on, I'm trying to save the cigar here. Give me a second. You shut up. No,
You tried taking a clean paper? I mean, a clean like paper towel or a clean like hand, you know, bath towel, and, like moisten it lightly and like put it in the microwave for like 30 seconds, because like it's gonna create a little bit of steam, like.
No, it's too late. It's already lit, man.
Well, it's not too late. As long as you don't, you know, as long as the rag don't catch on fire.
I think it's all right now. I think I saved it. It's just the wrapper in my mouth part was breaking up, so I couldn't get good suction on it, you know. I think I got it now.
All right.
There we go. All right. Well, hey, we were going to call Indonesia before we mentioned KDK, so let's call Indonesia, right?
Hi. Okay.
Get well soon, KDK and Matt. Laugh track, Matt.
Both get well. Yeah. We're just horsing around.
This is the Indonesia Hotel.
Yeah?
I hear there are lots of pretty ladies in Indonesia. What?
Yeah?
There are lots of pretty good ladies.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. So, if I get a hotel room there, what's the policy about women coming to visit in the room for a few hours? What? Is Indonesia the place of the king? You can't make fun of the king? Am I right? Or is that somewhere else? Thailand. That's Thailand.
Thailand.
Hi, little lady. How you doing there, pretty sweetie baby? How are you?
Yes?
Hi, honey baby. I was wanting to make a hotel reservation, but I wanted to see the rules about having a nice pretty girl, nice honey baby come into my room, you know? Is there a rule? Can I have visitors in my room?
You want to make a reservation?
Well, only if I can have a nice, pretty, sexy Indonesian girl in my room for a little while. You know? Do you have a book there of women who provide nighttime services to warm up men and relax them? Do you provide these services?
May I know your name, please, sir?
My name is Sook Cross.
Can you spell it? Sorry.
Cross.
Please wait. This is your reservation name, sorry?
No, I don't have reservation yet. I want to make the reservation only when I'm sure that I can have a nice, pretty, sexy girl come to my room, you know, and just for a few hours, you know?
Yes.
Is that allowed? Do you understand what I'm saying? Are you stupid, or do you know what I'm
saying? So you will check in 2 person in a room, sorry?
No, the room is just for me, but for a little bit, I'm going to have a girl come by from the street, and she's going to stay with me and take off her clothes, you know, and we'll take a shower together. You know what I'm saying? Oh, stupid woman.
I think she dropped the phone there. You got her all excited here, Mono.
I'm asking about a prostitute. Yes, I keep asking if I can bring a prostitute to the room.
I don't want to.
Okay. She's transforming. Dick Soup's showers are not allowed. That was the whole contention point.
Wow, we got one of our regular listeners down in Rio on vacation. Come run back to the room to tune into the show tonight, man. Welcome, DJ 10.
Yay, man. If I was in Rio, I'd be out looking for prostitutes.
I would be looking for Bunda. We love Bunda, 10, right? Hermanito, we love the Bunda, huh?
What the fuck is Bunda?
I'm not Bunda, you know what it is. Culo, man. No, come on.
I'm not Portuguese. I don't speak Portuguese. What do you think?
Well, man, Bunda, man, you gotta know the good words in every language, dude.
Nasty Brazilians are nasty.
Oh, I don't know about that, dude. Everyone I ever seen, dude, they are freaking smoking. Some of my best customers, dude. I'll have to show you a picture of her. This girl.
No,
oh my God, I would have a heart attack.
Every time she hugged me.
I was with a Brazilian girl once. Shut up, you asshole. Hello? They hung up because you're talking like a stupid. I was with a Brazilian girl once. She's pretty cool.
Really? Awesome.
She would put.
Shut up.
Yeah, hi, shut up.
Yeah?
Yeah, you were transferring me and they hung up.
Yeah?
Well,
you... my dog?
What?
May I know your name, sir?
This is Mr. Cross.
Mr.?
Cross.
Car.
Yeah.
Yeah, what can I do for you, sir?
Well, I was wanting to make a reservation, but I want to confirm your prostitute policy.
Yeah?
Well, are you a prostitute?
Oh, you want to make a reservation with our hotel?
Well, for me and one prostitute for 3 hours, yeah.
Wait a moment, please.
Oh, God. I'm getting bored with
every
this.
Every time you say prostitute...
Hello? Oh, I thought they
She says she wants to do a registration. She asks you, do you want to make a reservation? So there's something about that.
What?
Yes,
hi. What's the policy for prostitutes there?
Sorry?
The prostitution policy? What is it?
The policy for?
Prostitution. Hello? She doesn't want to talk about it, Milkman. I have to get more Skype credit also, sir. Okay?
All right, brother. I then will hold that.
Hold your ass.
Hey, do you got any of the Barbara Mansfield calls, man, like near? Just like throw one on?
Debbie Mansfield?
Yeah, Deborah Mansfield, man. We are working on that also, still trying to get her back in the madhouse, man. The arm is diligently searching for her.
Yeah, we should. You know, the last time we talked to her, what happened the last time we talked to her? She said the whole banana thing, remember? She said, kiss my pussy.
Yeah.
That was
and you was an asshole licking a asshole licker white boy.
She called me a peckerwood.
Yeah, but she kept saying an asshole licker thing. That was the one thing she got stuck on white boys. I don't know where that came from, but it was darn good material, man. She is a real comedian.
Yeah, she's like, I hate you white boys, you peckerwood. Peckerwood is like a 1970s freaking thing.
Oh, yeah. that's a real put down in the old days.
Yeah, I know. You don't hear that much at all. I've seen that like old 70s blaxploitation movies.
Yeah, that's kind of like a southern type of saying it. Technically.
Yeah. Yeah, when I was in college, me and Andy were driving and Andy cut a black lady off an accident and she cut off to him and called him a peckerwood. And we started laughing. We just started laughing. We started busted out laughing. I'm like, peckerwood.
Yeah.
This is like 1998 when it happened. You know, we're both like, peckerwood. And she heard us laughing and she kind of smirked. Like, she's like, yeah, I guess, you know, she kind of like, oh, that was kind of funny.
It's like calling you like a dick, man. Like, you know, like a boner or something like that. Yeah. Similar to that. A pecker is your doohickey.
Yeah. That was so
funny. And then they call peckerwood, man. That means it's, you know, it's like wood.
Yeah. Pick a wood. All right, well,
Hey, boner. Boner head.
I guess so. Well, it doesn't take long to get Skype credit anymore, so... But let me play it. I'll play that. If I can find it. Kiss my pussy? I don't know.
Cool. And that's one of my favorites, you know.
I got you kiss my shoes. I don't think that's kiss my pussy. Hang on. I don't remember what this... I'm surprised I didn't isolate that one, dude. I thought I would have isolated Kiss My Pussy. Interesting. Well, what was her name? Bus Driver? Angry Bus Driver, right? What we used to call her when we first started doing her... Here we go. Governor out the bus. Okay, we'll do the first one we ever did to her. Reckless Bus Driver. Here you go. Listen to this. And we'll continue the show. Let me get some Skype credit. One more.
Thank you.
You're welcome. ECU Radio and
MadhouseLive.com. Hello?
Hey, Debbie?
Yeah.
I'm calling with the Department of Motor Vehicles. How are you?
Yeah. Hi.
Good. We need you to come in tomorrow for a driver's assessment. We've received a few complaints on your license plate. We pulled them, and we need you to come in to fill out a driver assessment in order to retain driving privileges by the state.
For my what now?
Your driving privileges are in danger of being revoked. We need you to come in for a alternate driver's assessment tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock.
For what now? My driver's license?
Your driving privileges are going to be revoked unless you can come in tomorrow and pass your driver's assessment.
For I haven't had any problems with my driver's license.
We're actually going to be drawing blood for an alcohol and abusive substance test.
Who are you? Is this legit?
Yes, it is. I'm Jack Masterson with the Department of Motor Vehicles. You've had 3 complaints within the last 72 hours.
3 complaints of what?
Of reckless driving.
No, not me. You got the wrong one.
According to this, if you don't pass this test, we're going to be drawing blood, and you have to do the written test. If you fail, you're going to lose your driving.
Where was I cited for reckless driving?
I'm not allowed to give that information out until you come in tomorrow.
Where was I? This doesn't sound legitimate to me, so I'll just contact state representative or somebody.
Well,
he
can't help you.
I had a call at no 10 minutes to 12.
You can call your
something like this.
You can call your lawyer. You can call your pastor. It doesn't matter. But if you don't come in tomorrow, you better not be driving.
Where was I reckless driving at?
Down the highway, the interstate, interstate, Maine.
Where?
We got you on camera also.
What is my license number?
Ma'am, I can't get that out over the phone. You know that.
You know what? You may be a mass murderer or anybody else. You just don't have to take me to court and do what you got to do.
What's the big deal?
At 10 minutes to 12 tonight, you going to call me and you Jack Masterson and you can't tell me what I've done.
You were down I-70 and I-0, ma'am. You were tracked by the cameras at the intersections.
In what kind of car?
Man, I don't have the color of your car. I don't have time
to
do that.
I drive a school bus, so was it on my job or in my car?
It was a yellow bus.
No, and you know what? You got me wrong there because I don't use the interstate on my run.
Oh, really?
No, I don't.
Well, not according to this information here.
Not on the interstate. I'm not on interstate in my bus. My route is in the city street.
Let me ask you a question. Would you pass a drug test if we were to ask you to do that right now?
Oh, yes. I don't do drugs and I don't do alcohol. And, you know, you can call hospital where I am treated.
Well, that's not what
I do not do drugs.
Well, that's not what your pastor says.
What pastor?
Your pastor of the church and your parole officer.
I ain't got no pastor, no parole officer. I tell you, you got the wrong Deborah.
God damn it, woman. Don't you talk to me like that.
Well, God damn it, don't you call my house no more. And you better not let me find out who you are. You crazy ass something. You better get off the phone because I'm going to call the real damn police.
Well, having problems processing the Skype credit thing here. It says it's not connecting. I don't have internet connection, which is incorrect.
Oh, damn.
I does have internet
connection. I miss Deborah.
Yeah.
She really got into the madhouse, man. She was really one of the greater fans.
If you want to call it that, into the madhouse, I guess. I'm going to have to play a couple more prank calls while I go grab...
Well, what is cool, since we've started hopping across the time zones here, weekly time zones, that we've never tried to reach her, so she may not suspect if it's a non-Thursday call.
Yeah, she might not be expecting it. You're right. That's a good point.
It always is Thursdays. We haven't done any since then.
I'm going to have to go grab the iPad because I know for a fact it works on there because I added credit to my other...
You got the original Charlie, the baptism, Charlie's phone baptism call? I'll give you enough time.
Not in front of me right now, but I do have another Debbie Mansfield prank call we can play. It's a short one.
Oh, you are the best.
And then after that, another one called the Man Pants. Give me a second, I'll be right back. Sorry, guys, I should have taken care of this earlier, but I'll be right back.
Hello.
Hey, Debbie, what's going on?
Oh, good.
It's Jack Valente. How are you, sister?
Who?
Jack Valente.
Who?
We did a scan on your bus. Apparently, you took the governor out of the bus.
Who did?
You did.
I took what out of the bus?
You paid someone to take the governor out of your bus.
Oh, here we go.
I love that lady. Oh, motherfucker.
Thank you for holding. This is Jackie, the general manager.
I was getting ready to hang up and call back, sir, because I haven't been put on hold so much, and I've been demanding to speak to the chef, the head chef in charge. He's the person that takes the responsibility when it comes to steak and food.
I'm the general manager, sir.
That's nice, honey. Can I speak to the man in charge there in the kitchen, please?
I will be happy to assist you. I'm the general manager, so I have managed a whole restaurant.
That's nice.
So I will take full responsibility of everything.
That's nice, honey. You just sit there and be pretty. It's okay. But go ahead and put Fernando on the phone again, please.
Sir, rudeness is not necessary. area at this point in time, and he doesn't deal with any kind of guest complaints, I would be more than happy to do so.
Well, who cooked my steak then? Who's in charge of cooking back there? Because this is the person I need to speak with. We got to get to the root of the problem, not dealing with red tape with women answering the phone wearing man pants.
Sir, that is unnecessary. I'm trying to assist you. I'm on your side here. But making derogatory comments about me because I'm a female is unnecessary.
Take off your man pants, woman.
Tell me what reservation you're on.
This is Valente, and I came with a party from Valente & Associates. And for the fifth time, I've gotten the messed up order with the steak. I command you to apologize to me. Matter of fact, I want you to bring Fernando to the phone. And I want you to I want him to say I'm sorry into the speakerphone. Do you have speakerphone there, honey? Hello?
Oh, God.
Do you know how to use
Wow. This is going well. Hey, this is Ted Song.
Hi. Who are you holding for?
I'm holding for the head chef man in charge. Who am I speaking with, and why are you answering?
This is the regional manager. My name is Kim. And
that's
who am
nice,
I speaking with?
That's nice, honey. This is Valente. I need to speak to the chef, please. There's a gentleman there who I was working with before.
The chef passed your phone call along to me.
That's nice, honey. If I can speak, is there a gentleman?
Could you not call me honey, please? What is your name, sir?
This is Valente.
Valente is your first name?
That's right, sweetie.
Okay, please don't call me sweetie. And what can I help you with tonight?
I'm a little upset that I've come in for the fifth time, and the steak is coming out in an inappropriate state of being cooked incorrectly, blood coming from the steak when it's been ordered medium well. And this is disgusting. You know what it looks like to me? You know, I used to follow a strict diet regimen where you had to eat the food and is absolutely not supposed to be raw because it's, I'm not going to mention it, but it's certain passages in the Bible. I don't know if you have a Bible there. I always have a Bible with me in my house, in my vehicle. I even have a small Bible that I bring with me sometimes when I know I'm going to be sitting waiting for to see the doctor or to play the lottery in the gas station or something like that. So what is this? What is your name?
My name is Kim Owen.
Okay, Big Kim. So my deal here, but what I don't like is the fact that I was talking directly with a person who I feel needs to make these corrections for when I come in, and hopefully this has happened a sixth time. And now all of a sudden I'm being talked to by women over there that are telling me that I can talk to them, that are refusing to put me through to the person who messed up my steak. I just want to have a conversation with him because I want to teach him. I want to teach Fernando over there how it is you're supposed to make the steak.
Well, Fernando, quite frankly, was feeling rather disrespected because you were yelling, as was the general manager, and I happened to be in town this evening, so she passed your call along to me.
I happened not to yell at anybody until I started getting the runaround from that lady. I never raised my voice to Fernando. And if he's saying that, then someone is lying. And I have a feeling it might be you making up stories right now, trying to dissuade me from the situation, sweetie. I don't appreciate it.
Sweetie.
Okay,
I don't appreciate this, sweetie.
Well, you know, is there... what are you, a regional manager?
Exactly?
Your assistant to the regional manager?
No, I'm the regional manager.
Is there a man above you somewhere that I can talk to that happens to
be
there?
My CEO is the man that's above me.
Well, good.
He's the only person that's above me.
Does he happen to be in there coincidentally since I've seen
him? No, he's not here tonight.
Seems to me like I'm speaking to some random woman who's working there who wants to impersonate... That she's wearing the man pants here and is a regional manager. Right, the regional
man. The man pants. Yay. You want to hear the rest of this guy? I'm going to play the rest of this because this is one of my favorite prank calls, I'll be honest with you. I'm so mean to this lady. On so many levels, she gets so upset. There's only 2 minutes, 20 seconds left. The Skype credit's through, so we got that ready. But let's listen to the rest of this and we'll continue. Just a moment.
And it just happens to be on a Tuesday night.
Well, I happen to live in Las Vegas, so yes, I happen to be here on a Tuesday night.
Ridiculous. You obviously do live in Las Vegas, and you're obviously new money.
Well, I don't know what any of this means. So
you don't know what new money is? It's people
who... When you're ready to tell me what the issues are and speak to me in a respectful in the manner that I'm speaking to you in, then we can talk. So you can give me a call anytime.
That's nice, honey. Do you want to write down my phone number?
I don't know why you'd want me to call you back.
Well,
I am a woman.
Once you calm down, you can call me back.
I'm very calm. You're the one that's not calm.
Well, pass
I'm
this number calm. On to the man in charge of things over there.
Well, I will give him your information, but I'm quite sure that you're not going to get a phone call from him.
Then I'll call back in.
He doesn't.
Where can I call him at? Where is he at?
Huh. You can leave a message for him here.
Where's the corporate headquarters?
Valente?
Valente is all you need, Valente. I'm with Valente and Associates, yes, and I happen to be a CEO myself of Valente and Associates.
Great.
In Oklahoma City. And I don't have a habit of coming. I come here once a month to handle business, and every time I come here and I get the most substandard steak from apparent immigrants or something that was going on here with these people that work here named Fernando and Gonzalez.
But now you're speaking offensively about race.
I'm Hispanic,
I'm not
sir.
Gonna put up with it. Why don't you give me your phone number and you can call me back whenever you calm down and stop racial slurs and feminine slurs toward everyone on my team here. I'm not going to tolerate it.
Let's
what
see.
Is your phone number, Valente?
405.
Mm-hmm.
6.
Mm-hmm.
No, wait a minute. Yeah, 405.
Mm-hmm.
6.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new number. 6. 6.
Okay, great.
And listen, honey, you just sit there and be pretty. Make sure you get that message out to the CEO. As you said, honey. Okay, sweetie?
Yeah, okay.
Thank you, baby. All right.
Bye-bye.
Shut up, milkman. Why don't you die? Why don't you hurry up and die, asshole? We're back. Hey, we're back. She's so stupid, she said feminine slur. It's not feminine slur. It's sexist slur. Stupid. Because she's obviously new money. Well, we're back. There's a 7-Eleven here sent by Lonesome Loser. With a live webcam. This is in my old hometown. It's in Winter Park, Florida, just outside of Orlando. It's a suburb of Orlando. What the fuck's your problem?
Are we back?
Pendejo. Yeah, we're back, pendejo.
I took the headphones off for a second. I was waiting for you to come back.
Oh,
and
yeah?
I'm going to call you, man, so answer the call.
Go masturbate. We got, this one is on Aloma. Let me see.
Yeah, I'm calling now.
I think this is the one that's across the street from...
You hear me?
Yes, I hear you. Hello.
Okay, I'm gonna call you right back, okay? Because okay. I got to go mobile, man.
Okay, bye. Milkman's going mobile. I just want to look up on the maps which 7-Eleven this is. I think it's the one that's over by one of the colleges there in Orlando.
There you go.
Hi. I think it's the one by Rollins College. 3608. No, it's the one on corner of Forsyth and Aloma. Is there another 7-Eleven there? 7-Eleven on Forsyth and Aloma. I gotta think. I haven't lived there for a while, so I don't remember. Okay, I'm looking. I'm trying to remember. Let's see. I used to take Forsyth to work. I used to take Forsyth to Aloma to go to work. Maybe it's a new 7-Eleven. Okay, I see where it is. I remember where it is. I don't remember there being a 7-Eleven there, but I guess it's new. Must be a new one. I haven't been there in 2 years. 3 years almost now, so... Now it's been 2 years since I've lived in Orlando. Anyway, they have a drop cam there. Those are some interesting devices. So we got a webcam that we can watch. Lonesome, if you want to post it in the chat room so everyone can watch with us, watch the drop cam as we prank call them. That would be interesting. Let me pull it up myself here. Oh, man. And it's got audio. Okay. All right, let's call them then. What's your problem? Your sound sounds like shit, Milkman. Pizza guy?
Yeah, is that a pizza guy on the camera?
No, not a pizza guy. I have no idea what you mean. It's a 7-Eleven
guy. Oh, okay.
7-Eleven guy, not a pizza guy. Thank you, though.
Oh.
Thank you. Very high. I'm tired. I didn't get enough sleep last night. I have a 5-hour energy here. I'm going to shoot it in a second. So I can energize.
Dude, you're better off just taking Excedrin or something, man. Don't do that energy thing. Shh, fuck you, God.
Quiet. Damn it, stop talking.
Thanks for choosing 7-Eleven. Richard speaking.
Hey, Big Richard. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I need some energy drinks. Do you have those little nips of energy drink? You know what I'm talking about?
Edge?
Huh?
You said Edge?
No, nips.
I'm sorry?
Nips. You have nips there?
Sure. Can you hang on 1 second? Let me go double check.
All right, boy.
And how do you spell it?
Nips. N-I-P-S.
Okay. Hang on 1 second.
All right, boy. I called him boy. Very rude of me to call him boy, right? Looking at this camera, man. Actually, I do remember the 7-Eleven now that I think about it. It used to be a Citgo, and they became a 7-Eleven, if I remember correctly. It just amazes me. I can see the beer cooler. Can't buy beer in Pennsylvania here at the gas station, but you can all over Florida. Anywhere you want to go, you can buy a beer. Yeah, this drop cam quality is really good. Hurry up. All right, I had to call him back. Do-do-do-do-do. Now the phone's busy. I hung up, tried to call back, and he left it off the hook, I guess. Shit. Brilliant. Well, we'll have to let him wait for a while, then. Oh, I see the guy looking around. The manager. That was the manager we were talking to. He's looking all over the aisles. I think that's him. Unless that's a customer. Looks like he's the manager. Nah, his shirt's untucked. I don't think so. There's a black guy just walking around. Look at that guy. Awesome. Black guy in the store with a white top. Very good, Nunu. All right. I'm going to call him. Call this guy back. See if he answers already. And tell him to ask that guy if his name is Boy.
Thank you for choosing.
Hey, I'm sorry, my phone disconnected, Richard. Did you find that? I sent my friend over there to look for it.
Yeah, I don't have that one.
Can you tell my friend? His phone isn't ringing. Can you tell? His name is Boy. That's his nickname. Can you see if Boy's there right now? He might still be there.
I don't know.
His African American guy. He was wearing a white shirt. He just left work. He had his name tag on still.
Oh, no, nah, nobody in here like that.
There's no black guy there with a white shirt on or nothing?
Nah.
Damn it. Maybe it wasn't wearing a white shirt. I don't know.
Yeah, there's nobody in here by that one.
Can you just ask anyone if their name is Boy?
There's no one in here by that name.
Say it. Damn it. I wanted him to call him Boy. He's getting a hot dog, I think. Yeah, man. You know what's good at 7-Eleven, Milkman?
It's hard to tell what he's been doing with that hot dog.
You know what's good at 7-Eleven, man? Milkman, you go to 7-Eleven, you get the Cuban sandwich, and then they grill it for you. It's good, man. It's good.
The Cuban sandwich?
Yeah, they have a Cuban sandwich at 7-Eleven, and they grill it for you right there. They have, like, this hot grill press thing, and they offer to do it. Yep.
Where's that? Is that PA, or is that's Florida, right?
That's in Florida, but the one in PA also has them, so I'm guessing it's corporate-wise.
We don't have none of that shit here. Instead of having a grill, we just got, like, these little stupid-ass, like, rollers, like, made out of metal, and they just, like, roll, and they put these, like imitation, like, burrito things full of chicken and shit like that. I wouldn't touch that, and weenies,
yeah,
like that. Yeah, you know, there's rolling and spinning.
Yeah, go
on those little rollers. We don't got no cool ass grill here. Sandwiches.
They put go-go taquitos in there. Yeah, I know. That's, yeah. They have them in all of them, then tubes. Stupid.
I'm afraid of those tube things. I don't know what they are, man, but there's just no telling how long they've been there, you know, so I've never had one, man.
My Romaine says they
don't have... Especially since I got chicken in them.
My Romaine says they don't have the Cuban sandwich at 7-Eleven. That sucks. I guess maybe it's just Florida, then. Oh, they're good, though. Oh, my God, they're so good, man.
I was going to say Florida. I would expect that because Florida's cool. I remember, like, Publix always had good shit. Their sandwiches, their chicken, they always had good shit.
Publix has the best subs in the world, dude. Fuck you if you don't like Publix. Publix is good, man.
And the chicken's good, too, man. That fucking chicken kind of
the fried chicken is good. They marinate it in celery salt brine before they fry it. It's really good.
Well, it kind of reminds me of, like, the churches, mostly.
Okay.
They got that thick coating on it, you know?
Well, Nunu says it is, this isn't Fat Milkman Food Show, so we have to keep going.
Tell Nunu to get some Geritol, man.
We have another camera for the Dodgy Duck. Looks like it's, I don't know what a Dodgy Duck is, maybe a bar. This is in Grenada in the West Indies, St. George's Island. Give them a call.
Hey, West Indies, which island was it?
Grenada.
Ah, Grenada. Grenada, that's not Spanish speaking.
Thank you for calling Jubilee Bay Resort, Jonathan.
Hey, how you doing, boy?
Good.
Hey, that's good, my little chicken. I'll just go there and pet you on the head like my little chicken for a while. Would that be okay?
Sure.
Okay, you can sit on my lap and I'll pet you and I'll say, you're my good little chicken, good little black chicken boy. You're black?
What?
Are you a black? The question is, are you a black? Are you a black?
Yeah?
Yeah?
Hello, sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
Are you a black?
If I'm black?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, do you have a black there? Any blacks there?
Yeah. Hold a second, please.
Oh, okay, thank you. Culo, nargas, bicho, chocha, panocha.
Culo, pestoso, bicho, bicho, bicho, bicho. That song's about nooners, man. I just thought I'd do that.
This is taking too long. I'ma call back instead.
That is very black, for sure.
Triple Bay Resort, Nicole speaking to Master Stu.
Yeah, hi. I was looking for to go in. Is there a black boy that I could sit with for a little while?
I'm not hearing you clearly.
Is there a black boy I can sit with if I come there?
A black boy?
Yeah, to sit with me and I can pet him on the head and say, you're my little chicken. My little chicken, like that. You know?
No.
Are you a black?
No.
Oh. Oh, I thought this was a black country with black people.
Yes, it is.
Well, where are the blacks at?
They're probably home sleeping or something.
Oh, can I find a black in the streets?
No,
a black boy?
No.
They're not allowed here? Is this a white,
no.
Whites only?
No, no, no. What exactly are you looking for?
I'm looking to come in and have a good time with a nice young black boy, a strong stud, with good teeth.
That is actually illegal in this country, eh?
What, you mean, to be with a black boy? To have...
Yes, it is. Hold a minute, please. Hold a minute.
Oh, okay. Oh, boy.
Thanks for holding.
Yeah, so what's illegal exactly? To talk to a black boy? I don't understand. Why?
That is illegal in this country.
Talking to black people?
No.
Oh, so what's illegal? To touch a black boy?
What exactly do you need that for?
I just want to pet him in the head like an animal, you know, and be like, hi, little black boy. How are
you? Well, no, people are not animals, so you don't refer to people as animals.
Well, people aren't, but black boys are, you know, they're not human.
No, they're not. They're human just like you.
Since when?
since God created them that way.
But you said that this is a whites-only place, establishment.
No. It's not a whites-only establishment. I didn't say that. You said that.
Do you have a whites-only section there?
No, we don't.
Okay.
We're not racial.
That's good. That's good. You shouldn't be racial, because I like to...
No.
I like to experience black boys and white boys, you know?
Well, you can find a country that does that, but this country, we don't do that. We're not racial.
What will they do if I touch a black boy and kiss him and things like that?
Probably lock you up.
But that's not that's God made me that way. I was born this way. That's it.
Okay, well, I appreciate that, but in this country, it's actually illegal.
Because I wanted to come and spread the gay disease to all the black boys there and the AIDS and give all the young boys there, teach them about having sex together, the boys kissing boys and holding hands and touching,
okay.
You know?
What country are you from?
I'm from the United States.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And it's legal in the United States, so I'm bringing that.
Well, that's the United States. This is Grenada, and it's different here.
This is a monkey country, you know?
That's who?
Well, that's what Wikipedia says. When I look at it, it says monkey country. It says Grenada is a monkey country.
That's Grenada. This is not Grenada. This is Grenada. It's a totally different.
This is Grenada. Okay. Yeah.
No. That's totally different.
Now, can I touch a little black girl, you know, a black woman, and kiss her? Can I kiss a black woman?
No.
Why not?
No.
Why can't I kiss a black
woman?
Because
I'm definitely sure if you do that, they probably might smack you in the face or something.
I dare you to try to do it. I'll smack you back. You're a woman.
Well, then, I'm also because...
You don't raise your hand to me.
Really?
Yeah, in America, if any woman that raises her man to a man will lock her up. And throw
then
away.
That's America, okay? That's America. It's only in America, okay?
We throw away the key and lock her up, and then we make her eat all this food and give her a toilet and not give her any toilet paper, because...
Okay, what part of America are you actually from? Because that's just ridiculous.
Virginia, it's a commonwealth, and they're allowed to do that. Lock you
Virginia,
up.
Virginia, well, only in Virginia.
Virginia and Hawaii also.
I'm actually enjoying the conversation. Excuse me?
Hawaii also.
Okay, well, that's probably in those states, okay?
Okay.
That's just Virginia in America. So.
Okay. Do you have a policy that I have to wear a t-shirt?
Hold on a minute, please. Okay. Thank you for holding.
Hey, sweetie, how are you?
Mm-hmm.
Can I talk to the guy that's there that I was talking to before?
He's currently unavailable at the moment.
Well, he was telling me that he wanted me to come in and touch and kiss him and touch his shoulders.
I think you're lying about that.
No. Is there still a slave market here?
No.
Is there a place where they bring the slaves from Africa and you have like an auction?
Slavery was abolished many thousands of years ago, so I'm pretty sure that there are no slavery existing in Grenada at the moment.
Not in Grenada. There's still slaves going around serving the white man.
Excuse me?
There's still, you know, slaves around in Grenada, right?
No.
They work in the fields making sugar cane and rum and banana, and they sing the banana boat
song. We are in the 21st century. That no longer exists.
Oh, well, I was confused then.
Then you need to read up on your history then.
Okay. All right. Will you maybe, do you have a history book there I can read?
No, I don't. I work at the French. I don't do history. I'm not a teacher.
Oh, no? Okay. You sound very pretty, though. You're smart and pretty. Do you have nice teeth?
Probably not.
Would you want to work in the big house? I'll bring you to Master's big house, and I can put you to work to mend clothes and clean.
No, thank you.
You get the best clothes if you work in the big house. You can be a house slave, a house Negro. It's better than being a field Negro, you know? Don't you agree? It would be better to be a house Negro than a field Negro. I like you. That's why I'm giving you this opportunity. You come to America.
An opportunity to do what?
To become an American citizen, the greatest country in the world.
No, thank you.
You don't want to be an American? You don't want your rights, your human rights?
No, I already have my human rights.
Well, you come to America. It's better human rights. You can sleep in the bed with me and... We'll be married for 3 years, and you can be an American citizen. You know?
I prefer to sit in my own bed, thank you.
My friend Didette, his real name is Steven, He went to the Caribbean and he found himself a saucy black woman. And he's getting married. He got married and she's going to steal all his money. She's Dominican. You know?
Well, lucky him.
Yeah, she's a lesbian.
Lucky him, good for her.
Okay, that's good. All right, yeah. Honey, sweetie. All right.
Okay.
Okay, honey, baby. Whatever. Good deal. Seriously, the milkman is the dead not talking to you anymore after he got married? Milkman, shove it up your ass and don't talk, asshole. Jill, tell her you have running water from a tap. Nice. We have electricity here. This is good. Well, I had no idea that was super illegal down there. All right. Sorry, guys. I'm looking over the numbers here. I don't know why I'm talking about a black boy pinning him in the head, calling him my little chicken. I don't even know where that came from, my little chicken. I know I have a prank call where I said that. I told the guy in Russia that I wanted him to be my little chicken. I seriously still don't know where the fuck that comes from. My little chicken. I remember now. I think it's an offshoot. There's a Jerky Boys prank call where the guy said he wanted to pet some guy like his little turtle. I think Johnny B said, I want you to pet you like you're my little turtle. I think that's where I got it from. The little chicken thing. I think that's the super gay prank call by the Jerky Boys. Maybe we'll play it later. That's my guess anyway. Man, low energy tonight. Again, same thing last week. Eden House Hotel. Where there's a live view of the pool area machine. This is in Key West, Florida. Very gay friendly. New Year's Eve, they drop a transvestite named Sushi. The first time I saw that on CNN, the fucking shoe fell apart. The tranny almost fucking died. That was funny. Oh, we lost Milkman, fucker. Let's call him back. Hey, little chicken. Hi, my little chicken. Oh. How are you, my little chicken?
Oh, you can hear me, finally. I was sitting there trying to talk to you, and you couldn't hear me.
Oh, the dad got married. Is he not talking to you anymore because you told him he shouldn't get married?
Oh, I actually answered, you know. I said that, first he said he was going to marry this prostitute, and I told you about that, you know. We all know about the Dominican, you know, backbreakers. And then he said, next time he says he's going to marry some other chick. And then all of a sudden, then next time I hear from him, then he said he married that prostitute. She's got kids and he's going to live with her or some dumb shit. And then since then, I haven't heard nothing. I haven't confirmed it, but I suspect he's stupid enough to go through with it. So good luck.
Well, dude, I don't know if you looked at his Facebook, but according to his Facebook, he did. He's married and they're moving to Chicago or some shit and.
There you go. So, like I said, don't be surprised. Hey, I'm going to pick up now, man. So I will, I'll be back here in about 10 minutes. I'll just be muted.
Okay. All right, buddy. See you later, buddy guy.
All right. 10-4.
Bye. All right. That's Milkman. Bye. Milkman, fucker, asshole. Right, Milkman, where are you? Milkman, come back. I'm trying to fuck with Milkman. Yeah, so the dad, he did go through with it. He got married I didn't know she was a prostitute. I don't know that part of it. I don't know if that's true. I just know it was some Dominican girl that he met in St. Martin. Jesus Christ, that kid. All right, let's continue with the show. We're calling Key West. And Milkman sidetracked us. Phone to dead.
Hi, you've reached the Eden House. For reservations or the front desk, press 0. If you know your party's extension, enter it now. Check out our website.
Please hold a moment.
Shut up.
Eden House. This is Fritzy. How may I help you?
Hey, big guy. How you doing, big guy?
Hey. Who?
Hey, big guy.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Doing well.
Oh, good. I wanted to see, do you have any black boys there?
Any black boys here?
Yeah, I wanted to go to see a black boy, pet him on the head, and call him my little chicken.
What are you talking about?
No, just, is this a whites-only establishment, or do you let little black boys in there?
Are you bored tonight?
No, I'm traveling. I was curious before I came by.
Oh.
I'm in Homestead right now.
Oh, okay. We have the same things we have in Homestead. We have the same thing here.
Well, this is a different country, right?
Why would it be a different country?
Someone told me that it was the Conk Republic or something, that it was a different country.
It was. But now it isn't. It's part of Florida.
Is it? Oh, all right. So do you still let little black boys and girls come in?
We have whatever Homestead has is what we have.
There aren't many black boys and girls here. There's just like,
there's not many, which means that implies that there's some.
There's Hispanics everywhere, and I started talking to this little black boy, and he started talking Spanish to me.
Oh, okay. That sounds like a heck of a night.
Okay, do you send up black boys to the rooms if I have a reservation?
Yeah, we do them just like Homestead does.
Do you have little black boys you can send to the room for me?
Anything you want.
To warm my bed?
Okay.
Do they have any bed warming skills, you know?
I don't know. You can ask them when you get here.
Oh, are you a girl or a boy?
I'm both.
What do you mean? You're a transvestite or a trans? Are you post-op or pre-op?
Both.
That doesn't make any sense. You can't be post-op and pre-op.
Neither does this conversation, but we're having it.
You're a stupid, filthy woman.
Thank you.
You monkey.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Anything else?
No. Oh, yeah, one thing.
You lovely person?
One thing. I farted on the phone.
Oh, okay. Great.
Smell it. You smell it?
Oh, yeah. It smells awesome, actually.
Yeah, you like?
Oh, yeah. Anything else?
It smells good.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You must be bored. Have a good night.
Bye. All right. Stupid. Those Key West people are so stuck up. You go down there, and you go to those fucking places, they're so stuck up. Fucking Key West. Full of that. All of them. And they all got attitude down in Key West. Miami, too. Are there native Floridians? Yes, there are native Floridians, UK Ted. They're called crackers. I'm not kidding you. They are called crackers. Nini reminding me to play audio the Turkish horse. That's right, because our good friend Gunay is in there. And he is Turkish, or he knows Turkish at least. He knows Turk. He understands the, he would understand those curses that the horse left for us a few weeks ago. All right, Gunay, turn up your headphones or your speakers. We're going to play one of those right now. And you can translate that. Send it to me in an IM, in a private message, because I'm curious. Also, on my Facebook page, I forget who it was, someone posted pics, apparently, of Faizan and the Turkish horse that they took yesterday. They were apparently at the Turkish kitchen eating, and they took secret spy pics of both of them. I don't know if that's correct, if that really was who we think it is, but that's what I'm led to believe. That sounds cool. Where can we find this? I'm sorry, I'm looking for those voicemails. I don't remember how long ago it was. Shit. Ron, no. Maybe this is it. Here's one.
Ulan orospu çocuğu, neredesin? Uyansana hayvan. Niye uyanmıyorsun? Orospu çocuğu. Ananı götünden sikeyim senin. Ağzına verdiğimin yavşağı. Umana koydumun çocuğu sana bütün boğar. Beni aradıklarını ödettireceğim geriye. Umana koydumun piçi uyan. Yavşak ol yavşak. Senin ananı, bacını, karını, kızını, çoluğunu, çocuğunu, ananın mezarını sikeyim. Piç.
Sound like he said Neil Anderson. I think that's what he said. I heard a part where he said Neil Anderson. Maybe he thinks I'm Neil Anderson. That's funny. Gunay says, I'll make you pay for it. All right, well, thanks for not helping. Man, that is stupid. I heard him say hi one. I heard that part. All right. Translator or not, Gunay, let me know. If you're just pulling my cock. Oh, that's what he was saying. Okay, I'm sorry. He said, son of a bitch. I thought Gunay was talking to me. Son of a bitch, where are you? Wake up. I'll put it in your mouth. I'll make you pay for it. I'm going to fuck your parents' graveyard. What? Yes, animal. All right. Yes, animal. Yes. I'm going to fuck your parents' graveyard. Wow, big time. I'm going to fuck your parents' graveyard. Oh, God. All right, now I want to call the Turkish horse and tell him that shit. Hang on, let's see if I can find him. Fuck your parents' graveyard. Turkish kitchen in Berkeley. Let's find him. Shit. Oh, shit. So they got a new website. Holy shit. Berkeley. I just got to get a area code. 510. Here we go. Cool, Gunay. Glad Gunay's cracking up at it. He thinks they're funny. I got more of them. I got another one. I'll play it in a little bit, Gunay. Fuck your parents' graveyard. Holy shit, what a mind fuck.
Excuse me, can I help you?
Yes, I'm gonna fuck your parents' graveyard.
Excuse me?
I'm gonna fuck your parents' graveyard. That's all. They just hang right up nowadays. It's stupid. It's a stupid thing. They don't want to fuck around. I know they have a different location here. Maybe I can call that other place. Look at their contact page. Aha, here's your alternate location. I'm going to ask them about this guy. We also have the home phone number. Dialer, our good friend from the Gilly Prank, Gillycast Prank Machine Party Nation, sent in the details once again for the Turkish horse's home. Excuse me.
That is no longer in service. Please check the number and try again.
Well, so much for that. Guess we won't be calling that location. Maybe it closed, son of a bitch. Here's a number from Dialer. The Turkish horse, aka his name is Maslum Kanguzel. I remember now. We're just calling him Kanguzel. Ooh, he's calling in. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, is this Mr. Kanguzel?
I'm gonna talk to you.
Hey, how you doing? I'm gonna fuck your grandfather's grave. I'm gonna fuck it. I'm gonna dig a hole on top of his grave and fuck it.
You have to give me a gas, then every time I'm beautiful.
You don't.
Yeah.
Hey, I went to your restaurant last night and I saw you. Yeah.
Niye söylemedin amına koydum çocuğu buradasın madem ağzına verdim hemen.
Will you speak English?
Hemen bacın kızının çoluğunun çocuğunun amına koyayım mı?
Uh-huh. What else?
Dedenin de amına koyayım o zaman.
I'm having this all, you know, translated.
Ananın amına sokayım mı?
No, fuck your mom.
Karınıza sikeyim mi? Çocuğun var mı çocuğun?
I'll put it in your mouth. I'll make you pay for it.
Çocuğun var mı çocuğun, küçük çocuğun?
I'll put it in your mouth.
Onları da sikeyim.
I'll make you pay. Fuck your kids.
Karının ağzına vereyim. Ona ne diyorsun?
I put in your mouth and fuck your kids.
Karını sikeyim mi? Senin uh-huh. önünde.
Stupid.
Seyretmek ister misin?
Aha. Uh-huh.
Ha, orospu çocuğu. Seyretmek ister misin ben senin karını sikerken?
Aha. Uh-huh.
Ya da çocuğun var mı çocuğun?
Horse.
Böyle küçük küçük çocukların var mı? Onların hepsini amına koyayım.
Horse.
Ananı da sikeyim, babanı da sikeyim, nenene de sikeyim.
Horse.
Dedene de sikeyim, seni de sikeyim.
Will you just
karını da sikeyim,
this...
komşunu da sikeyim. Kız kardeşini de sikeyim. Hepinizin amına koyayım. Tamam mı?
Are you done?
No, ananın amına koyayım. Nerede ben lan? Motherfucker.
Asshole.
I just started.
Why don't you be a man and talk English? Be a man and talk English so I can understand.
Ananın amına sokayım.
Yeah, suck my dick.
It's English, motherfucker.
I fuck Faison.
No, that's okay.
Faison. Faison's sexy.
I'm dead and a sikiyim. I'm canada sikiyim. Ananı da sikiyim. Çoluğunu, çocuğunu, hepsini sikiyim.
Okay, man, you sound really angry. You sound very angry. Hello, is this a Greek restaurant? I have a Turk on the line. He's angry at you.
Yes, sikimiye.
Hello?
I have a Turk on the line. He's angry at you.
Senin de ananı sikeyim, onun da anasını sikeyim, hepinizin anasını, bacısını, çoluğunu, çocuğunu sikeyim.
What?
Ananın amına koyayım dedim, anlamıyor musun? Orospunun çocuğu, arayıp duruyorsun burayı, ananın mezarını sikeyim, ninenin mezarını sikeyim, senin çoluğunu, çocuğunu sikeyim, ağzına vereyim, kulağına attırayım. Ben ne istiyorsun?
All I hear is monkey noises. What are you saying?
Anlıyorsun. Ananın amına sokacağım seni. Bir yakalasın.
Mana.
Sen de biliyorsun değil mi, motherfucker?
Mega. You're such a monkey.
Seni bir yakalasan var ya, seni götüne sokacağım. At bir yakalasan var ya, elime geçsen var ya.
You're such a...
Ananı başını sikeceğim. Bir yakalasan seni... Ananın amına koyacağım.
I'm a stupid
karını da sikeceğim. Çoluğunu çocuğunu da sikeceğim. Ama en başta seni sikeceğim.
You're a stupid monkey. That's what you
tamam
mı? You're a stupid
monkey. Tamam mı? Seni bir yakalarsam göreceğim o zaman. Monkey. Amına koydum ona oğlum. Ve orospunun çocuğu. Şunu yüzün kızar değil mi?
Yeah.
Senin götün de kızaracak. Götün de ben seninle bittikten sonra götün üzerine oturamayacağım. Anladın mı? Ne oldu, anlayamadın mı?
Come on, man.
İstiyorsan daha yavaş söyleyeyim.
Stay with
ananı sikeyim, karını sikeyim, çocuğunu sikeyim, kimin varsa sikeyim, ananın mezarını bile sikeyim. Anladın mı şimdi?
You have a lot to say.
Yavaş konuşuyorum artık, anla.
You have a lot to say.
Anladın mı lan, orospunun çocuğu?
You have a lot.
Sen ona tercümanlık mı yapıyorsun?
A lot of anger.
Hepinizin anasını sikeyim. Size doğuranın amına koyayım orospu evlat.
He's on mute right now. I'm just trying to connect it with another Turkish restaurant, you know.
Evet, ananın amına sokayım seni.
Yeah, they're going to kick
me out.
My Turkish friend's going to kick
buraya.
Your ass.
Ara Türk arkadaşım da ara. Onun da anasını sikeyim. Senin de ananı sikeyim. Senin de bacını sikeyim. Götüne bacağımı sokayım. Nasıl, beğendin mi? Boşuna gitti kapatamıyorsun değil mi? Senin götüne yarrağımı sokayım.
Kimsin lan?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, how are you?
Gibson.
Hey, Gibson? What? What happened? Hello, sir? Hello? Hello, sir?
Who is this?
Oh, this is Cross. How are you?
This is who?
Cross. My name is Cross.
What are you calling, man?
Well, I was just calling to make an order. Can I make an order? Hello? Hello? he's playing music now. This guy's lost his mind.
Do you hear me?
Monkey!
Can you hear me?
Hey, milkman!
I'm driving into the messenger center. Don't say it out loud.
Okay. He called back and started. He's playing Turkish music now. What the fuck is wrong with this guy?
Did you read the message?
No, I didn't. What message? Where?
Read the message, fag. Hurry up.
Where, asshole? Don't call me a fag. What's your problem? Show some respect. Jesus Christ. Hang
on. I'm fucking with you, man. I'm sorry, dude.
Hang on. He's calling again. He's calling again.
Skype, man. I'm driving by there.
All right, quiet.
I'm going to drive by. Let's see if I can
Hello?
See.
Hello?
Ne oldu lan, anasını siktimin çocuğu? Hey. Sen hoşlanmadın mı?
Hey monkey, how are you?
Ananın amına sokayım. Sen özlemişsindir, ben bir aradım motherfucker.
You're harassing.
Beni duyuyor musun?
Why are you harassing
me? Ananı sikeyim senin.
Why are you calling me to harass me? Why?
Ananın amına sokmak için arıyorum. Karını da sikmek için arıyorum.
It's not fair that you call
senin
me.
Senin için arayayım. Anasını siktimin çocuğu. Sen beni ararken ne oluyor? Ha, amına koydumun çocuğu. Seni gece gündüz ararım, mezarını sikerim. Orospunun evladı. Hele bir gelsene buraya, senin ananı sikeyim, ağzına vereyim senin, karısını siktimin pezevengi. Hadi atla gel, ananın amına sokayım senin, mezarını siktimin, godless motherfucker.
Godless motherfucker. That's it. Hello? Hello? Alibaba's?
What are you calling, man?
Oh, no, that's my friend. He said he wanted me to call and talk about leaving you some kind of message. I don't know. What's he saying? What happened?
You know what?
What?
Your brother is mean.
You know, you're an asshole. That's what.
And where did you get this number, you son of a bitch?
Oh, my friend gave it to me. He said to call and make an order for food. That's what I'm trying to do.
Okay, you just fuck yourself.
What?
Your
no, you your fuck yourself. Okay? That's not... Don't say those things. Don't say those things to me. That's not necessary. Hello?
Ну, Глан, а мы находим новое. Меня там потер. А? Она сына сектор на чужую. Ну, адам понышмах сцены не арью. Полистана, билли ме иттен? Йоса азын долу му, ярванмай ме ен? Адам понышь ağzına verdiğini yavşağı. Niye konuşmayayım? Oğlum akıllı olsun. Ananın amına sokacağım bak ha.
Hello Alibaba's.
Ben buralarda bir yakaladım. Roman böyle ağzına vereceğim. Duyuyorsun değil mi beni? Amına kodum küçüğü.
Aha.
Ha?
Yeah.
Ben de çok hayır.
Hey.
Ha? Anasını hey. Siktimin oğlu.
Suck my dick.
Yeter be. Kiss ananın me. Amına sokayım seni.
Kiss me.
Ha? Yeter. Why can't you speak? Is your mouth full with my dick, motherfucker?
No.
Anasını siktimin evladı seni.
Hey.
Ananın başını sikeceğim seni bir yakalarsam amına kodumun piçi.
Aha.
Senden tanımıyorsun daha değil mi? Tanıştığımız zaman göreceksin.
Alright, you're boring me. Bye.
Ananın amına sikeceğim seni göreceksin o zaman.
Alright, shut up. You're boring me now. I'm trying to connect to other Turkish restaurants.
Hey,
what?
Is that him? Dude, I'm about ready to drive up by the front of the restaurant, see if I can see anybody in the window, dude.
All right. Well,
what's the address on Shattuck, man? I'm right. I think I'm right up. I think I'm in front.
Let me look. It's 1986.
1986. All right.
That was a good year. Hello, monkey.
Oğlum anasını siktir mi çocuğu? Ben daha bittim mi lan? Yarağımı yedin mi?
Aha.
Siktir mi bir em ondan sonra sen kapat. Yavşak.
Why don't you...
Güzel görmeyeyim böyle.
You don't have to hang up. You can just, you know, keep talking.
Tamam mı? Siktir mi emmeyi bitireceksin.
I'll talk to you.
Ondan sonra kapatabilirim. Ben sen kapat dedim mi? Anasını siktir mi evladı?
Alright, yeah.
Senin kanını sikerim anasını bacısını siktir mi evladı?
Aha.
Sana ben ne dedim lan? İtne.
Aha.
Ben aradığın zaman konuşacaksın. Böyle... Artistlik yapma bana. Sikerim ananı götünden ha.
Aha.
Yavşak oğlu yavşak.
Okay.
Çoluğunu çocuğunu da sikmedim. Seni de sikeceğim. Karını da sikeceğim. Ananı da sikeceğim. Kız kardeşini de sikeceğim.
Alright, I put him on hold. I keep trying to connect them. Yeah, stupid. I keep trying to connect them to another Turkish.
Calling Brisa, how can I help you?
Yes, are you Turkish?
I'm sorry?
Are you Turkish?
Yeah, no, I'm not Turkish. You want to speak to a Turkish woman?
Yes, please. It's important.
Okay.
Hey, asshole.
Böyle arayıp konuşma bana ananın bacını sikerim.
Merhaba, Gülşah, sen yardımcı olabilir miyim?
Aradığın zaman konuşacaksın. O kim? Karın mı lan? Onun da amına koyayım. Karın mı konuşuyor? Çocuğun mu konuşuyor? Kimdir o? Onların da anasını sikeyim. Babalarını da sikeyim. Sen kimsin lan orospu? Onun oğlu musun?
Okay,
karısı mısın?
Okay, would you like to order, sir?
He? Değil misin sen oğlum? Karısı mısın?
Alo, merhaba. Siz kim konuşuyorsunuz? Duyamıyorum tam olarak.
Evet, siz Alo. Kimsiniz?
Sesiniz
bu orospu çocuğu sen nereden buldu? Sen kimsin?
Alo?
Alo ana siktir be şimdi. Sen nereden çıktın? Bu amına koydum herifi sen nereden buldu?
Beyefendi... Doğruyum mu?
Sikeceğim mi? Beyefendini. Bu amına koydumun oğlu kimdir? Sen onun nesi oluyorsun?
Ben burada çalışıyorum sadece. Neye ihtiyacınız vardı acaba? Nasıl yardım
edebilirim? Nerede çalışıyorsun? Çalıştığın yeri söyle bana.
Siz kimsiniz acaba?
Ya sen benim kim olduğumu ne yapacaksın kadın? Sen bu orospu çocuğudur öbür hatta. Sen onun nesi oluyorsun? Onu söyle bana.
Beyefendi siz nereye aradınız? Ben burada...
Ben bir yere aramadım. Amına koyduğumun oğlu aradı. Orada bir tane var pezevenk. O beni aradı. Sen kimsin? Nereden çıktın? Nerede çalışıyorsun?
Burası bir restoran beyefendi. Ben de burada bir restoranda çalışıyorum ve buradan sizi kim aradı bilemeyeceğim maalesef. Siz bize
orası neresi? Sen hangi şehirdesin?
San Francisco'dayız.
Bu biraz önce telefondaki pezevenk kimdi?
O bir yabancı bir arkadaşımızla sizinle İngilizce konuştu. Eğer bir
onun anasını bacısını sikerim. Size. O kimse onun adını ver bana. Neredeyse onu bulup onun mezarını sikerim. Söyle orospu çocuğuna buraları aramasın bir daha. Tamam mı? Seni de sikerim ondan sonra. Restoranınızı da sikerim. Beni dinden imandan çıkarmayın lan.
Siz kimsiniz?
Anladın mı beni?
Neden bu şekilde terbiyesizce konuşuyorsunuz?
Niye duruyorsun o zaman telefonda? Terbiyesizce konuşuyorsam kapat aman akodumu telefonda. O orospu çocuğunu koy telefonu, onunla konuşayım.
Ben de sizi çıkartacağım beyefendi. Lütfen konuşmalarınıza siz de dikkat edin.
Ben konuşmama dikkat etmem. Sana mı soracağım? Ulan sana o telefonu veren orospu çocuğuna söyle, onun anasını bacısını dikerim gelirsem oraya. Hangi restoranda çalışıyorsun?
She's done. She left.
Anasını siktim çocuğu. Hangi restoranda lan orası? Yavşak. Konuşsana. Amına koydum piçi.
Hey. Don't say
ananın those. Bacını sikerim senin. No talking. Orospunun evladı. No. Seni bir yakalarsam ananı götürmez sikeceğim.
How can I help you?
Şimdi o orospu çocuğu kimdir kardeşim?
I'm sorry, what?
Sen niye bunlara aracılık yapıyorsun?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. What?
Can you put that Turkish lady on, please?
The Turkish lady is busy right now. She can't talk to you. Did you need? I can help you if you had a problem. What's wrong?
Her cousin. He's very upset at her. It's important that they talk.
Anasını siktimin evladı.
He's upset at her. He doesn't even know her. What are you talking about?
Yeah, he his wife is having sex with her, and he's real upset.
Bu orospu çocuğunu dinlemeyin. Bak, ona alet olursunuz. Ananızı sikeceğim hepinizden.
See? Okay. Mr. Horse, are you there? Horse. I think Horse left. Horse! Alright, Horse left. I don't know if that was funny or not. It was when I finally got someone to talk to her. Apparently, Gunai was reporting that she was just saying, I'm just a worker here. I just work in the restaurant. And he was saying that we keep calling and to tell us to stop calling, to stop fucking with him. Then they got into an argument.
Dude, I'm right out front, man. I think I see him. I think I may see him.
Does he look angry?
I can't tell, dude. He's where it looks like. Yeah. Okay, I see him. Oh my God, I see him.
Take his picture. Can you take his picture?
I took a picture of the restaurant, but he just walked by. He's an old fucker, dude. He kind of looks like Onassis.
He looks like Onassis.
I swear to God, man, I just saw him. Oh yeah. Okay. I can't get a picture, dude. Clear. I'm gonna try as fuck. It's him, man. I know it is, man.
Yell horse at the window.
No. I'm across the street, so I can see in.
Well, open the window and yell horse.
Horse!
don't do that. He's gonna kill you.
The window's open, dude, but I'm not gonna fucking... I'm not gonna stick my head in there, motherfucker. He's fucking pissed.
Yeah, you guys, you had to be in the chat room to catch that. We had the translator in there telling us everything as it was going down. Now Milkman is there watching as this goes down. This is hilarious. Very funny. I gotta take a piss. That's too funny. God. Oh, shit. Okay. Good times. Well, this is Madhouse Radio, where Milkman is out there. Be careful, Milkman. Seriously, don't get yourself in trouble, all right? No, Milkman's on mute. Look, I got to pee. Guys, I'll be right back. I'm going to take a pee-pee real quick. You listen to this prank call. Be right back. We'll continue on more show. Now I'm energized. Now I'm excited. This is fun. But listen, tell me, how long after I eat the food, the rice, how long until it becomes feces and I have to use the bathroom to push it out?
Since I don't know.
How long do you eat the rice?
How long? Yeah. We can make the ending just 15 minutes, you can pick it up.
Yeah, but after I eat the rice, when do I have to go to the bathroom?
That is everybody different, right? That is how I know. I don't know.
How long for you?
Excuse me.
Do you use the bathroom in every morning?
Excuse me, you want to just order? This is a business phone, okay?
I know, I want to make an order, but I need to know when I have to use the bathroom.
Yeah, but if you don't want to kimchi fried rice, you want to order different, okay?
But I want to get the rice that doesn't... I don't know, use the bathroom very fast, because I have to use the plane airplane.
I don't know, everybody depends, right?
I know, but is there...
Yeah, everybody depends. That's why I cannot talk to you, make sure kind.
Okay.
Everybody different.
All right, but what about you? Like, which one would you eat?
So I'm the Korean. That's why I mean, every time is in kimchi. So used to, that's why. And there is, and then I'm not sure. I cannot talk to you.
Maybe 12 hours after you eat rice. Do you go to the bathroom later?
Excuse me. That is, and then I don't know. You gotta talking to doctor.
I don't know either. I don't know. Listen.
Yeah, that's why. Excuse me. This is a business telephone. Okay.
Listen. Help. Help me. I ate pizza last week, and I still haven't gone to the bathroom.
I don't know. You want to talk to somebody. I'm working right now. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Just a moment. You want to talk to somebody, too?
Can I kiss you? Okay.
Okay, hold on.
Bye.
Hello?
Yes, I'm asking, how soon after I eat the Chinese fried rice until I have to go to the bathroom?
Excuse me, this is not Chinese. Kimchi fried rice, Korean style?
Yeah, Korean kimchi fried rice.
We cannot tell you after you eat how long you want to go bathroom. What kind of question is that? Everybody different, yeah?
But kimchi is different, though, and you're Korean. I thought maybe you know.
Yeah, kimchi is different, but you know, like, everybody different, right? It doesn't matter what you eat. You can go right away. Some people, you know, you don't even go. So, you know, you're not supposed to ask him that kind of question. That's ridiculous. I don't think so. That's the, you know, right question that you ask people.
I'm worried that it's going to take me a long time.
And honey?
I'm worried that it's going to take me a long time to go to the bathroom after I eat the rice. I don't want that to happen, okay?
Yeah, but this is the first time, you know, like, you put ridiculous question like this. And you want to order for the food? This is how long after I ate you go to the bathroom. So if you worry that, you know, you worry that much, just don't order them.
Listen, do you eat the rice there or no?
I eat the rice.
And how long does it take you?
Excuse me, I guess you're asking wrong question, you know? You better not order food, okay? Thank you very much.
You hear how sick I was when we did that call. I had a cold, I remember. You can hear it in my voice all nasally. Good evening, everybody. We're back for more Madhouse Radio. I am Carlito, the host of The Machine. Milkman was with us, but I think Skype just took a crap. But Milkman was with us here a moment ago. He just dropped out completely. Let me try to call him back. He was on site of that last prank call. Well, not that it was a prank call. It was our friend the Turkish horse calling in very upset. Very, very angry upset. I was able to connect him to another Turkish restaurant. Finally was able to get him connected to another Turkish restaurant where they went back and forth for a while. Our Turkish friend Gunay said it was epic. Gunay said it was great on his end. I don't know. Problem being is, you know, not really understandable. Maybe we can put that on video with the translation, text, you know, closed caption translation. Might be better that way. But there we go. Turkish, everybody, the Turkish horse entertaining us once again. Super nice guy, right? Don't you love that guy? All right, moving right along. I wanted to call Zolar Machine. I usually don't like just calling people out of the blue on Skype. But I got a chance here. I hope he's not doing a show. Let me see. Hopefully I'm not bothering him. I wanted to ask him if he really had someone crucified last week. Because if so, I want to catch that video. Zolar! Hey, man!
What's going on, Greg?
Hey, man. I'm doing a show, but I wanted to catch you real quick. Did you really have someone crucified last week? Last Sunday on Easter? Did that go down?
Yes, I did. Yes,
oh,
I did.
Seriously, how'd that go? Did it go well?
Well, yeah. It went swimmingly.
Swimmingly. Okay. All right. Is it on, is there a video of that on Battlecam that I can catch?
I don't know. Hey, fucking my guy, I got you on a three-way here. Dude, is there any video that we could look at? I don't get it.
I'll find something.
We'll send you a link in this chat we're in.
Cool. All right, Zolar. I got to go back to my show. I just want to hit you up. Everyone visit ZolarVision.com and check out our good friend Zolar. Love you, man. Take it easy, bro.
Thanks for the inquiry.
Yeah, God bless. See you, man. That's Zolar, everybody. So yeah, he did have someone crucified. I got to check that out. All right, let's continue with the show then. These are some more prank calls, guys. Here's a hotel in Russia. Let's give Russia a call. Russia. Maybe I'll do another chicken prank call, since that seems to be the only idea I can come up with. That and Turkish people cursing me out. Seriously, Milkman dropped out completely. I really hope he's not being castrated by the Turkish horse right now. Carlito. Carlito. Carlito. Let me call Milkman on his phone instead.
You don't say.
Hello?
Hey, man.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you okay?
Dude, like, I think you need to call him back. Can
Why?
You, can you see? Wait a minute.
What?
Hold on, dude.
You got video.
I think you need to call him back, man.
Why? Why?
Because he was standing up here, but now I can't see him again, man.
Okay. Right. Well, he called me last, so.
Oh, he went back because I haven't seen him for a few minutes, man. I made a movie, man. It crashed my fucking phone.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm trying to show you video live here from the Skype piss, but it's not fucking doing it. Okay, here we go. Can you see?
Yeah, I see your video. Yeah. What's going on? What happened? The viewers can't see it.
Yeah, can't get any closer, man, in Skype. That right there is the Turkish kitchen right there. See it?
Okay, I see it. Yeah. Okay.
Right there. Right over here.
All right. So I should call him back? He's back there? I don't know. All right, let me try to call him back then. Hang on.
Okay, if you call him again here, okay, I'm going to turn the video off, and then I'm going to try and get a picture if he comes out front again. He was standing like fucking Onassis, man, his arms spread out on the counter like, man, he was fucking on the counter today. He was pissed.
Well, our translator left. Our translator left, so, I mean, if I can talk English and it's working.
Well, I mean, hey, what I'm doing all night, I just want to see if I can get a video of him.
Okay.
So I'm going to mute.
Thank you for calling Turkish Kitchen. For a takeout order, please leave your name and number, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible.
He's not answering, Milkman. I'll call again. It's busy.
Dude, they're there, man. They must took the phone off the hook.
Okay. No. Well, I mean, because I just called, the answer machine picked up. That's why. Let me try it again.
Okay. Well, there ain't nobody on the phone standing around.
It usually goes.
They are behind the counter.
It'll go to a fax machine here, probably. See, told you. That second ring, whenever we call him, the first one voicemail, second one goes to fax every time. Maybe he'll call back, dude. I don't know. We've got his home number. If you see him leave, then I can call him. Are you going to hang out there or are you going to leave?
No, I'm just going to, about 5 more minutes. But dude, I've already figured it out. I could do this. If I had a real camera, I could stand here, like, look like a vagrant, stand back here in the shadow and film the whole fucking thing from across the street. The windows are perfect for this.
That
if
would
I could
be
just
awesome.
See back behind the curtain, we'd have him right now.
Nice. Well, you are a vagrant, Milkman, just about, so don't worry about it, okay?
Well, dude, I told you, I'm qualified, man. Well, that's what I said, man on the streets, dude. What are you talking about? Nature boy.
Hi, is this a like, sexy Russian girl? Hello? Don't go. Oh, shit. Whoops. She didn't like that one. Got a boogie in my nose, and I can't pick it because I'm on video. It sucks.
There you go. All right. Damn it, where's he at? He's not going to come out. Oh, fuck. You're getting less and less people. There's still a whole big party sitting back here in the corner.
Right. Well, if you see him leave, let me know. Then I know he's leaving. He's going home, and I'll give him a call at home.
Yeah. I'm just, like, going to hang there a minute. I don't think I'm going to get him. There's this little fucking midget-looking dude walking around here, like a little, like a miniature head and big shoulders.
Hello?
I don't know what the fuck that is. Looks like little Igor.
All right, quiet.
Just see his head across the
barrel. Yeah, how you doing? Hello?
Hi, can I help you?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Did I talk to you before? I said something bad and you hung up. Was that you?
something bad?
Yeah, I said a bad thing. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, I can get you. Nothing is wrong. Everything's fine. Thank you.
No, you, my friend, we're friends.
Hmm?
You have pretty, pretty girls there that work that can come to my room?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a pretty girl that can come to my room there and I can play chicken with her?
Sorry, I can't get you.
I want to have a room there. I want to make a reservation. You understand?
Yeah, which date?
Oh, for tomorrow, but you have to send a pretty girl that works there. I want her to come by into my room.
I'm sorry, I don't have such a service.
You don't, do you know anyone who can provide a nice, sexy little girl?
I'm sorry.
Do you have any pretty boys?
Can help you.
Do you have any boys, pretty boys there?
We don't have.
No? Okay, so you have no boys, no girls.
No,
oh,
sorry.
Do you look pretty? Are you a pretty girl yourself?
You want a room?
No, well, I want pretty girl, pretty Russian girl, you know?
Alright.
I want to touch and kiss you. Look at your beautiful hair and smell it.
I'm sorry, would you like to reserve a room or not?
I want to reserve a girl, a girlfriend, a new girlfriend.
Sorry, we don't have such a service.
Come on, does anyone? You know the secret guy? You know the guy that provides that?
I'm sorry, do you hear me?
No. I mean, yes.
Okay, neither then.
All right, bye. Go to hell. Fuck that. I don't want to mess with that Russians. I've had one good Russian prank call in the history of the show, and the rest of them are all... The women are all cunty. You know what I mean? There was one guy that was funny once. The chicken. The original chicken guy was funny. Here's Gilligan's Backpackers in Australia. Let's give them a call. Sometimes Australians get angry. Sometimes they don't. Imagine that.
Welcome to Kim. Please press 1 for all accommodation inquiries. Press 2 for bars, nightclubs, events, and gaming.
Bars.
Press 3 for the tour desk. Press 4 for account, Rusty's Market, deliveries.
I'm pressing.
Press 5 for all inquiries and reception.
Let me call back because it's not accepting my button presses.
Welcome to Gilligan's. Please press 1 for all accommodation inquiries. Press 2 for bars, nightclubs, events, and gaming. Press 3 for the tour desk.
Oh my god.
Accounts, Rusty's Markets, and deliveries.
Oh, let's just hold.
5 for general inquiries and reception.
Hopefully it'll transfer me automatically.
Good afternoon, Gilligan. Tim speaking.
Yeah, how you doing, buddy?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Oh, good, yeah. I wanted to make a reservation.
Sure, when for, mate?
Oh, for tomorrow.
So, what day do you want to arrive?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow? No worries. And how long are you looking to stay for?
Well, I just need a few hours. I wanted to come and have a nice young boy, you know, like a pet his head a little bit, touch him on the head, and call him my nice, like my little chicken. Ugh, god damn it. Not working out, guys. Not good at all, folks. Not good at all. Hang on, I gotta stretch.
What do these people have against chicken? I don't understand it.
What do they have against petting boys in the head? What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, I mean, you know, as soon as you mention chicken, that's it, man. I mean, we lose them after that. What is it? What is it with chicken, man?
Chicken's good. It's a good meat, you know? It's,
I know, man. It should be turning them off. It should be exciting them, man.
It's a nice, lean meat. You know, you got your dark meat, your white meat, milkman.
Healthy food. Mm. Hell yeah.
Now, fish is better for you. It has better omega-3s in it.
Well, fish is one of the best.
Oh, yeah. Hello?
Hey.
Yeah, this is David.
Yes?
How are you? Good evening. I wanted to give you a call, see how you were doing.
Is it?
Yeah, I wanted to... Hello?
Who is it?
Oh, I'm in my car. I'm in a taxi. I'm coming over.
Yeah, too.
Yeah, I'm coming over. I wanted you to make me a breakfast, you know? Some porridge? Do you eat porridge?
I don't know who you are.
No, my name is Cross. I wanted to come by, you make me porridge, and then I want to lay in the bed with you, and I'll pet you in the head and tell you you're my pretty little chicken, you know? And you can make chicken noises. Milkman, what happened? You almost got in a car accident? You're not paying attention in the road?
No, I'm here, man. I was just adding some sound effects there, man. I was going through this big-ass tunnel, man.
Yeah, right. You almost got yourself killed. You almost got yourself killed.
I can do it again, but there's no tunnel, man. So, oops, that's the
Welcome to the Skype voicemail of 013.
Pay attention to your driving, Milkman.
Dude, I'm driving on the middle of fucking night, honking in the neighborhood.
Welcome to the Sky voicemail of 0.
Yell, open the window and yell rape.
Rape. Charlie, you're getting
raped. Welcome to the Sky voicemail of 0.
Shit.
Open the window and yell.
This is a fucking ritzy ass neighborhood. I gotta keep moving. Shit, I gotta watch out, man.
Open the
window. This is a rich ass neighborhood.
Come on, open the window and yell shit. Say that you're Dan Rather and you're being raped. Yell that.
My name is Nunu Dan Rather. I just took it in the backside.
Hello. Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Who are you?
Oh, this is Cross. Were you going to warm up some porridge for me? I'm going to be there in a little bit.
Who?
Were you going to warm up some porridge for me? I'm going to be
there. Who are you? Who are you, please?
I'm Bill Cross.
Yes, I'm
a friend of David's.
I don't think you are, actually. But let me just put you through to him.
Oh, he said that I was going to come by and I was going to pet him on the head like my little chicken. You know?
Hello, who is this, please?
Hey, David, it's Bill. How are you?
Bill who?
Bill Cross. I was wondering, is the porridge, are you guys warming up the porridge for me? I'm going to come by and have some porridge, and then we're going to lay down in the bed together, and I'll pet you on the head a little bit and tell you you're my little chicken, you know?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the hotel.
Which hotel?
The Consulate Hotel in Eastbourne.
I don't know who you are or what you're talking about.
I have a taxi on the way. He's going to honk his horn when he's here to pick me up. And I'm going to come by and you're going to make me some nice warm porridge. And I'm going to bring some orange juice and we're going to drink orange juice and eat porridge. And then we're going to lay down together in our knickers. And I'm going to pet you on the head while your wife watches and call you my little chicken. Say, little chicken baby. Like that to you? Well, call you little chicken baby, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep.
All right, please don't phone me again. This call is now over.
Me, me, me, me, me, me, me, me. Like that. Please don't call again.
Your taxi's here, sir.
there's my ride.
Welcome to voicemail.
Oh, God. Music.
Oh, this is ridiculous. Here it is, another mobile episode, man. Remember, I was doing this in LA and I was driving around fucking up here to the hood.
Telling you, man.
Probably wrong that guy, man.
Careful with that. Let's do another porridge chicken
somewhere.
Call.
Right, we're always somewhere.
Here's another porridge chicken call for you guys.
I'm Goldilocks, and I gave my porridge for 7-Up, Diet 7-Up.
Hey, yes, I was calling for David. He told me to call. I'm going to come over for some breakfast, some porridge.
All right.
David invited me over for breakfast today to have porridge and orange juice.
I think you got the wrong number.
No, David told me to call and said to make reservations.
Did he?
Yeah, David did.
I don't think so.
Yeah, he did. You can put him online, but he said that I was supposed to come over and we're going to have porridge and then we're going to pork his wife.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, you want the can I have the ass or the mouth? Which part do I get?
Piss off.
No piss off. Okay.
Well, if you're taking the bum, mate.
Hello?
Yeah, do you have a big fanny? How big is your fanny? How big is your fanny?
Oh, my God. Fanny. You lost her, dude. What? Jeez.
Fanny.
Maybe she feels guilty, dude, because you seen right through the phone and seen her big-ass droopy fanny.
That's another 70s term, fanny. My fanny.
That's there's the UK version and there's the US version. That's right. There's two different connotations to that. And they're completely opposite sides of the
ass.
Of the body, yeah. UK, the fanny's in the front.
That was UK Ted's mother, says Crazy.
Welcome to Sky Voicemail 1571.
Oh, that sounded different for a change.
Hello?
Yes, hey, David. I was hoping you'd answer the phone.
Who the fuck are you?
Oh, this is Mr. Cross. How are you? Good evening. I have pet...
Who's Mr. Frost?
I have pet chickens in my bathroom, and I like to get really drunk, and I walk in there, and I piss on the chickens to teach them a lesson.
Do you realize this is the police you're phoning?
Oh, yeah? What's your badge number?
You're being traced at the moment.
No, I don't give you permission to trace.
You're being traced. Your phone's being traced.
No, don't do it. I command you not to do it. I order you.
So you find me one more time.
Yeah, shut up. Jesus. That's being traced.
Bitch, yo. That guy is pretty cocky. Rather sassy.
Will you stop fucking phoning me?
You said to call one more time. What happened?
Will you stop fucking phoning me?
I'm going to try. I can't guarantee it, though. I have Tourette's.
Stop fucking phoning me. Where are you phoning from?
Oh, I'm calling from Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to stop phoning?
I want to pet you in the head like my little chicken.
Stop phoning me.
Will you be my little chicken?
Stop fucking phoning me.
I'm going to try. I can't guarantee it, but I'll try, okay? All right. Yes.
Oh, I like this guy, man. He's a jolly old soul. Stop phoning me.
Hello? Listen, I told you I couldn't guarantee it. I'm sorry. I don't have control. I heard a meow when he picked it up.
It slipped, really. It slipped. Oops.
I heard it go wah, wah, wah, when he picked up. Oh, boy. That was pretty good. Should save that one there. You know who we should call? I don't remember who it was name-wise. But there was a guy we called twice in a week in the UK who was really old, and he had nurses that came over, and I kept telling him that he was harassing the nurses. I don't know if you remember that one, Milkman. I think you were sleeping for one of those episodes.
I'm not sure if I remember it or not. That was the one about Nooners. That's right, that was Nooners.
No. This old
Nooners Nurses. Yeah, that was the episode, Nooners Nurses. Yeah, dude, that was a good one, man.
I told him he was getting naked.
You still got it?
I told him he was getting naked in front of the nurses, and he's like, of course I'm naked. They have to bathe me and wash me. Give me breakfast. He was like almost crying, like, I'm sorry. I told him, Bill, the nurse said you got naked and you were enjoying it, I think, something like that. He's like, I'm sorry.
He didn't like the way he looked at her fanny.
Hello.
Hey, my little chicken. How are you?
I think you have the wrong number.
No, I'm looking for David Sparrow.
Wrong number.
David Smith.
What do you want him for?
Well, my name is Mr. Frost, and he told me to call because I'm going to come over for porridge this morning for breakfast. He invited me over. He told
me. Do you know the time it is here?
Well, yeah.
Where are you ringing?
Huh? Well, I'm on my way to work. I'm going to get picked up here at the hotel. I met him recently, and he said to come over, and I could meet his wife, and we were going to have porridge and orange juice, and I'm waiting for the taxi. He's going to come pick me up. He's going to honk his horn when he gets here and pick me up. Hello? Oh, he's gone. That's very rude of her to hang up like that. Hello? Hello? Milkman, mute your shit. Hello? Milkman, hello?
Yeah.
Mute your mic.
Yes.
I thought
it was muted.
No, no. Hello, David?
All right.
Miss David? She's not answering. Let's call the last guy back then. The guy who told us to fucking not call a fucking cunt. The police guy. Here he is. Na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na. Hello. Hey, how are you, sir? Hello. Is it David?
Pardon?
Is it David?
No.
Oh, well, I'm looking for David. He's this handsome man that invited me over to have porridge tonight. Have porridge and orange juice, and then we were gonna.
I think you have the wrong number.
Are you a woman? Oh man.
That's not the right David.
I think you had the ending, babe.
That's all they keep saying tonight. I know what's got my nose going. I got the window open. Hello?
Yes.
I got the window open and there's a lot of pollen outside. You know?
I beg your pardon?
There's a lot of pollen outside and I got the window open. It's making my nose. I got boogers in my nose. Snot boogers. You know? I was in the middle of explaining that. Yeah, I think that's what it is. Because I just got an alert on my iPad here that says high pollen count in my city. So that would make sense. But I always have to keep the window open because my wife will bitch at me for smoking a cigar with the windows closed. Plus, the cat's in here with me. He loves hanging out with me during the show. He's my buddy.
Hello?
How you doing there, buddy?
Who's it?
Oh, this is Mr. Frost. I'm sorry, are you still upset at me for calling you?
I'm not being funny, yeah? If you don't leave us alone, the police is getting involved and I'll kick your fucking ass.
So you're going to call the police and then kick my ass and I'll get you in trouble for touching me and you put a hand on my person.
Have you got fucking problems or something?
I order you not to touch me on the person, private person.
Will you just fucking stop phoning?
Okay, well just answer my question about breakfast then.
Go to fucking McDonald's.
No, no, I don't like that food. I want porridge. McDonald's.
You want a royale with cheese, damn it.
Just leave the fucking phone alone.
Listen, how long do I have to boil the porridge for until I can eat it? Just tell me.
Oh, going off, God.
He's a rather unhappy gay.
He does not want to deal with it at all. Poor guy. All right, here's David Sparrow, who I accidentally referred to on a previous call. This is the correct David Sparrow. Just a moment, ladies and gents. Big Fat Ken's calling in. Hey, Ken! Hey!
Touch it. Touch it now.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hello. Is that David Sparrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, you invited me, you, to see your family, and I was going to come over and have porridge and orange juice.
Who's that, Johnny?
Yeah, Johnny.
Oh.
Hey, I wanted to come over in a little bit. We're going to have some orange juice. I'm going to bring orange juice, and you're going to make me some porridge, you know?
Make some porridge?
Yeah, you make the porridge, and I make the orange juice.
Are you drunk?
No, I've been smoking marijuana.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Did you want to smoke some reefers, some drugs?
Don't do it.
Okay, well, I already did. Listen, can I come over? My head is spinning. I've been smoking marijuana cigarettes.
Half past four in the morning.
Yeah, I got into a fight and this guy punched me in the eye and he cut my face with a boxcar.
Yeah.
I fought him off. I touched his penis and I started jerking it off and he left me alone. Listen, David, let me come over and then we'll have porridge and orange juice and then we'll take our pants off and we'll sit together and we'll masturbate and watch each other.
I think you better get your head sorted out, boy.
Well, can I just see your penis for a little bit? Oh, man.
See, you keep
not very cooperative.
House.
Johnny's going to be upset. Call him back. Hello? Oh, he hung up. He doesn't want to talk to him anymore.
Hey, Carly, do we see UK Ted's in the fucking house?
Yeah, UK Ted's here. Yeah, I saw that. UK Ted, do you want to call in? He was in the chat room all afternoon today, all day, like.
Well, you sitting there about, the time you went on, he's like, is he live? Make him fucking say people's names in the chat so we know he's live. I was like, dude, the video says fucking live. I was like, come on now.
It says live. If the video's streaming, you know it's live. If it says live on the YouTube thing, we're definitely live, sir. Yeah, UK Ted, if you want to join in, get your mic. We haven't talked to you in a while. I understand it's your night off. You had a weekend off from shooting guns and killing people and flying helicopters into buildings. So
raping people also.
Yeah, there you go. Going into villages and shooting the women and raping the retarded girls. Richard Diplock.
I also sent you a bunch of requests to pranks that should be good.
Good, good, good. Hey, you know what we can do? Let me call the Turkish horse's house. Let's see if he's at home yet. He's a cool guy. I really like the fact that we got to get a translation on that. And the
I was fucking busting up when you connected that lady to him. I was like, he is chewing her ass out.
Hello.
No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Nope. He ain't there yet, or if he is, he isn't answering. But when he gets home and looks at the caller ID, he'll probably call again and be angry. Yeah. Anyway, what were we doing here? We were calling the UK, was it? Yep. Cool. Actually, let me do some of your requested pranks.
UK. There was one that I was looking at, and I wasn't even going to send it to you. I'm like, babysitter, boring. Midway down, we offered the Let's Get It On package. I'm like,
what? The Let's Get It On package?
Watch your kids for 2 days overnight, and I'm like, we could have some fun with the Let's Get It On package in your fucking head.
Holy shit. I'm looking for a request of pranks. Let me see here. You sent them earlier tonight? Yeah, you did. Like,
yeah, it was probably 5 o'clock-ish.
Yeah, okay. Here's the first one I see. Ryan and the boys, 3 other guys, looking for a 5th guy to join their weird little arrangement. Uh-huh. For $470, you can share the master bedroom with one of them. Nice. Here we go. Let's do it.
Apparently, no. Am I too loud or what?
Sound okay to me.
Someone was bitching in the chat. I'll just tell them to fuck off then.
Yeah. I'll bring it down a little bit on my end. It might be on my end. I've been trying to fine-tune the audio levels for a few weeks now. So it could be my fault. We lost the Madhouse stream. Hang on, let me kick it again.
Hello?
Yeah, how you doing there? You have some kind of arrangement you're trying to get figured out here?
What kind of arrangement?
Oh, living arrangement? You have one bedroom?
Yeah.
All right, so where would I be staying at exactly? How would that work out?
You'd be staying in the master bedroom with De Niro. He's 20. He's an art center student.
Yeah? Is he handsome?
I would say yes, but I'm not attracted to men, so that would be up for debate.
Okay. All right. Well, I could probably figure that out when I see him. That's cool. And it's the master bedroom that I'll be sharing with him?
Correct.
All right. And how many beds? Do I bring my own bed? Do I share the bed?
You would bring your own bed, ideally. We have a mattress in the garage that's up for dibs, but, yeah.
Okay, maybe for a little while, then I'll have a separate bed in there, and then at some point, hopefully just for space purposes, we can push the two beds together.
I don't know, you would have to arrange that with him.
Is he there?
Yes.
Oh.
Would you like to speak to him?
Sure, thanks, Booster.
Here's De Niro.
All right.
Hello?
Hey, Rob. How are you doing?
Rob? My name's De Niro.
Oh, yeah. Hey. I was just curious about this living arrangement. We're going to share the master bedroom together.
Right.
Now, the young man there was saying that I should bring my own bed, ideally.
I mean, yeah, if you like to sleep comfortably on a bed, yeah, I'd say bring a bed.
If not, do you have a single or a double or a queen or what do you have?
What do you mean?
Well, how big is the bed that we'll be sharing if I don't? Hello? they cracked themselves up.
They had the fucking speakerphone on it.
Oh, that's hilarious. They really enjoyed that, didn't they? That's too funny.
Not like 2 or 3 bitches in the background and then those guys.
It's how they're rolling on the ground, man. It's just like, what the fuck?
Wow. Hey, hermano.
Hey.
Call me right back.
All right, bye. Buckman's in there banning people.
Ah,
here you are.
Hello.
What happened? Are that disconnected?
One of my friends made a funny joke, So we all started busting up.
Oh, okay. That's all right. You guys seem like you have a nice lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. We have a good time.
That's cool. All right. Are marijuana cigarettes okay?
Marijuana cigarettes are welcome in this household.
All right. That's cool. So we
also like to smoke a lot of meth, too. So, I mean, I don't know if that would be a problem with
That's fine. I don't touch the stuff. It's not natural. No.
Well, but I mean, if you think about it, everything is natural because everything comes from the earth,
from
you
Jesus,
know.
From God.
And, you know, that's just how God made it.
True. So, what was the size of the bed then?
Well, De Niro actually has another boyfriend already right now. Ah. So, you know, he's kind of jealous too and violent. So,
is he Italian? He sounds Italian.
I'm sorry. I can't do this anymore, sir. You have a good night.
Okay.
Just call her back. Just let me answer. Start talking. Oh, fuck yeah. I saw your fucking ad on Craigslist.
They're really having a fun time there. That you hear him cracking up. All right. Let me see if he picks up, though.
Yeah, we'll see if we can fire blow something out here.
Marijuana cigarettes.
Leave a voicemail if they don't want to pick up. See if they'll call back.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Brian English.
Is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Oh, fuck yeah. I'm trying to reach Brian about the living arrangement. I'm looking to share the bedroom. That would be fantastic. Give me a call back, big boy.
Okay, we're done with that. We're done with that. Not with the show. We're just done with that. Okay, good one, Ken. Much appreciated because they laughed and that was fun. E. And I lost Gmail. Fuck. God damn it. Where did my Gmail go? Son of a cock.
Goddamn shit, fuck.
No, I got it open here. Just gotta find the right window. It's hidden amongst thousands of windows. Here we go. Next one, Hector, Big Heck. His other male roommate who live in a 144 square foot apartment need another roommate. Jesus Christ. That's pretty small, man. That's like less than 60 square feet each. Less than 50 square feet each.
I found another one that I sent you to about someone with a two-bedroom apartment, but they share it with someone else, and they're willing to fucking rent you their futon in the living room.
All right. Hector says to call him or email Amanda, his girlfriend. All right. Here we go.
Tell Hector that you and Amanda have an arrangement already set up.
Yeah.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 56250.
Oop, I'll try it again.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Nope, no answer, bitch. Let me look at, I'll get back to those, Ken. Excuse me, before that, let me look at the swap shop page. See what we got. Is there anything jumps up at me? Bob Miller says he's got a 50-inch flat screen TV for sale. 2 months old, $450, firm. He wants to buy a hood for a Chevy Venture and a Fender. Cool. Alright, fine. Let me give him a call about this, see what porno channels he gets on this 50-inch TV. Mm-hmm.
Hey, this is Big Bob.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, I see you have a 50-inch flat-screen TV machine that you're selling.
Yeah.
All right. I was interested in that. Now, you said $450, and that's a firm offer. You're not going to go down any lower than that.
Oh, the TV was about a month old, a little over. I bought it in February.
That's good. That's good. What is it, a Sanyo? What is it?
Sanyo, Vizio.
Vizio? Sony Vizio?
Yes, Vizio. That's
the okay. Is it a 3D LCD HD TV with plasma and all that, or what is it?
1080 HP.
Is it LCD or plasma?
It's LCD.
LCD, very good, because the plasma leaks out of it, you know, and it gets dull. Yeah. Yeah, and then how many pornos does it get? Like, how many porno movies does it have on it already, and like how many does it get in through the air, through the antenna?
Oh, geez, I don't know. It's 100 and some.
It gets 100 porno movies on it?
No.
How many pornos do you have on it right now? Hello? He's gone. Hey, UK Ted, how are you, bastard?
Hey, Twinkle Tits.
Hi. Welcome. Thank you for being on. I appreciate it.
Thank you for doing the show. Let's get to seeing.
Yep. Short crowd today, you know, just Ken and UK Ted so far. Usually get more than this.
Where's Milkman? Is he still around?
I think you just took a picture.
Hey, you got Bobby. You got me now. You know what to do. Leave me your name.
Shut up.
What the fuck kind of message is that? You got Bobby.
You got Bobby.
You know what to do, motherfucker.
I see that Milkman just uploaded some pictures of the Turkish kitchen for me. Gyros cuisine.
He may have been captured by the Turkish kitchen. Now we got to issue like some kind of fucking swap.
It's a small place.
Hey, you got Bobby. You got me now. You know what to do.
You got
We're going
to
have to give them Nunu so we can get Milkman back or some shit.
You got my boy. All right. Yes, Nunu. Yes, good point. Here's a Tempur-Pedic bed.
So Nunu is trying to get me to explain something about bedroom tax, but I haven't got a fucking clue what he's talking about, so I can't help. I'm sorry.
Bedroom tax? I don't know either, dude. I don't know.
There's like a it's a new tax system we've got in the UK where they're taxing you based on the number of rooms you've got in your house, as really? Opposed to the value of your house.
Oh God, really?
I don't know why.
That lady that has six fucking bathrooms will be out of fucking business because you know she's got to have about 12 fucking bedrooms then.
I had heard once in the UK, like, originally there was a tax system where your property tax is only on how much, like, the length and width of your home. So you would see a lot of homes that were really, like, they went up like 3 floors, but they were really small, you know what I'm saying? Like, they didn't cover a lot of acreage, but they went up really high so you could pay less taxes for them. That's what I heard.
That's a pretty good end around on the tax law.
Yeah. Hello?
Yes, how are you? Good evening.
Yes.
Good. Yeah, I saw that you had a Tempur-Pedic bed for sale.
Oh, yes.
Is that you or your spouse? Who has that?
Yes. It's just hold just a second.
Oh, thank you, honey.
Hello?
Hey, buddy. How are you? I see you have a Tempur-Pedic bed for sale.
I do, man, but it's about 12:30 at night.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it's an emergency. We need a bed. It says it's only used 4 times.
Yeah, forget it.
Come on.
Well, obviously he's not going to sell you his bed while he's asleep.
Yeah, he's asleep.
He's using it.
Yeah. Hello? I was going to ask him, you know.
I bet there's stains all over that bed, even though it's only used 4 times.
We delivered four children.
Did you have fucking on the bed a lot of fucking on it?
Okay. Go to hell.
Did you make sex with your husband on it a few times? Go to hell. I love those people. I love the people. I don't even know what
the accent. Fuck you.
I think this is Tennessee that we call, or Kentucky, something like that. Go to hell. Tennessee. Yeah. Tuck lives. Hello. Hey. Yep.
I don't know if IG69's in there. Nah, this is 89. I think it's somebody trying to fucking impersonate him.
Probably some asshole named Polaris, you know.
I see Milkman's not too busy to fucking kick Polaris out.
Nope. If that is IG...
No, I'm not that busy, man.
He's in a car.
You got love.
Yeah.
You got love.
If that's really IG69, hey, then he can tell us the name of his fantasy football team. So tell us, IG89, what was the name? if you really are Richard Stupitz.
Gonna have some fun tomorrow. Fucking Michigan's in the national finals for the basketball.
Yeah, go Michigan, you know.
Mm-hmm. Fuck Louisville.
Yeah. Can't believe Louisville pulled it off.
Michigan really shouldn't be in the championship. They pulled out a fucking miracle against Kansas.
Sucks about the Gators. Oh, well, what can you do? Fuck them anyway. Mm-hmm. I'm a Hurricanes fan. That's why I wanted to go all the way. And would they lose to Syracuse, I think? Bastards.
Yeah, Michigan just beat Syracuse yesterday.
Yep, so then go Michigan, because if, you know, that's what I think. If they were able to beat the team that beat Miami, then they should be able to win the whole thing. That's what I
say. I see you tried to call me yesterday. You didn't leave a voicemail or nothing?
No, I was just I was drunk Skyping yesterday.
Is Richie's fantasy football team
at 1:30 in the afternoon?
what was that?
Is Richie's fantasy football team called Charlie's Horses?
Oh, yeah. That was it. Yeah, it was...
That's him, man.
That was Ernie's Horsemongers, actually. That's close enough. That must be him, then. We got a text message from the last... I think from that last number we just called. This is, sorry, we can't fulfill your desires.
Oh, no.
That's the one with the guys that were cracking up.
Hey, Armando.
What? Milkman, go ahead.
Check PVT share, man.
I did. I saw the pictures of the restaurant.
Oh, you got the pictures?
Yeah, I got them. Okay. I got them, yeah. Yeah, when I get a Dropbox upload, it comes right up on my screen. So thanks, man.
I'm gonna do the movie too, but it'll probably take a little while.
Yeah, probably.
You know what kind of pisses me off? Carlito in fantasy football, that kicker that I had, he fucking retired yesterday. So now after like 7 years of fantasy football, I gotta find a new kicker.
Damn. Fucking kickers. You know, if we keep that league, we can all keep one player from our roster this last season. We can keep it for the next one. I don't know who I keep. I don't remember who I had on the team.
I would probably keep RG3 just to see what he does next year.
Yeah, he's probably going to have a good few seasons. I can't believe Tony Romo got such a huge contract, man.
Yeah, I saw a picture on Facebook right after he signed his stuff. It's like Tony Romo gets assigned to an extended contract, and it shows all these different like football teams. Fuck, their fans are cheering, and then they see show this fucking cowboy sitting back in his seat with like, "What the fuck just happened?" Look,
yeah, I don't get that. Whatever, man. Isn't that the most lucrative contract in the history of football? He's old as fuck. He's getting old, man. How long has he been playing for Dallas? Like 5 seasons now? 4 maybe?
He's been there quite a while. Lions signed Reggie Bush in this offseason.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
That was a guy selling goats. Let me try him again.
Ooh, fantastic.
Then we'll get back to your request.
Hello?
Hey, you have some little goats for sale?
Yeah.
Okay, are they handsome goats? Are they pretty?
No.
They're ugly?
They're just pygmy goats.
Okay, all right. What's their names? Do they have names already? Did you name them?
No.
Okay, and are they all boy goats, or is there girl goats also?
No, just billy goats.
Okay, are they friendly?
Yeah.
All right, can I come over and maybe see them first before I buy them? I wanted to pet them on the head and call them my little chicken. Say, you're my little chicken, you know, and touch them and everything, and smell them.
I saw this asshole. He had an ad on Craigslist earlier. I wish he would have left a number to call back, but he had, for some reason, like a freezer chest full of frozen fucking rats.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
What happened?
I'm trying to sleep. I gotta go to work at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, but I want these goats. I want to have some goats tomorrow, you know?
Well, can you call me back at a reasonable hour?
What time? Like in 30 minutes?
No, like tomorrow.
Oh, are you porking your wife right now?
Fuck no, I'm trying to sleep, you dumb motherfucker.
Are you porking one of the goats right now? Is he in bed with you, the goat? fuck no, motherfucker. All
right. Trying to sleep, motherfucker.
Yeah.
All right. Don't spoil the goat.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but this guy on Craigslist, he had fucking rats in Ziploc baggies in a fucking freezer chest trying to sell them. I was like, I wish you'd left it. Now, I might email him and try to get his number for next week so we can fuck with him.
God, in little
sell him to people who are in snakes or something.
He had a fucking picture of him. He's like, yeah, I got a fucking freezer full of frozen rats. You guys want some?
Gross, man. For what? For like anaconda snakes or something? What the fuck
is he? He's like, I'm just selling them.
What is he trying to do? He's trying to spread freaking the bubonic plague or some shit?
like he had numbers written on them and stuff. I'm like, what is he fucking like dating them so he knows when they're fresh and not so he can eat them, or what the fuck's going on here?
I don't know. UK Ted, you sent in a number for a 7-Eleven in Japan. Do you happen to know what country code I would use for that, sir?
Not off the top of my head, but I can find out for you if you want.
Yeah, if you could, and I'll call that for you, buddy.
Sure. It's a 7-Eleven I used to go to every day.
Really? Oh, you're the one that used to live in Japan for a while. That's right. I remember. Well, pretty girls there in Japan, huh? You ever talk to the girls there? Never have any girls with you? Talk to them and hang out with them? That's cool. No? Oh, Mr. Bashful now. Ooh, you were a kid back then, so probably no.
Let me find out.
Anyone is a country code.
Shut up. All right. Here's in Los Angeles, California. The name of this company is Red Medicine. It's a restaurant. On the news recently because it tweeted out the names of people that ended up being no-shows when they had previously made reservations. Noah is the name of one of the co-owners. You have the power, Carlito. I'm sure the Madhouse clan can figure something to do with that. Cheers from Honduras. Okay. Honduras. You know, I said some really bad things about the Indies. The islands tonight. I'm sorry, whoever that is in the Honduras. Hopefully you know that we're just joking. We're equal opportunity offenders. Here's your prank call.
If you ever fancy calling those assholes in Argentina as well, that would be fun.
A bunch of racists. I hate Argentinians.
Red Medicine, Wolf again.
What do you say there, buddy?
Hello? Hello, sir?
Yeah, I wanted to make a reservation, but I wanted to make sure there was no problem with Noah. Is he there right now?
You're one moment. I'm sorry, sir. All right, one more time.
Big Noah?
I'm sorry?
I'm looking for Noah.
You look for Noah?
Yeah.
Sure, that's who he's calling.
This is Cross.
This is who?
Cross.
All right.
All right.
Look at that fucking Link MST T3 Clay put. Chad.
A friend for $1,000, I just saw it.
Be your fucking friend.
Jose was hitting me up. He wants to do a show.
This is Noah.
Stop it.
Hello?
What was that?
Hello?
Is that Noah?
Yeah.
Hey, big guy. How you doing?
Good. Who is this?
Someone's hitting buttons on the phone. Is that you?
This is who?
Is there someone hitting buttons on the phone over there? What's going on?
I can't hear you at all.
My fart in this phone.
What?
Yeah, listen, I wanted to make a reservation, but I want to get assurances that you won't give up my private information.
I'm sorry, who is this?
This is Cross.
Who?
Cross.
Hello?
Oh, fuck you. Fuck him. Too loud there. Sorry.
Yeah, he was fucking like... He must have been fat fingering that fucking dial pad like real hard.
Hitting all the fingers and then...
You hear him pick up. He's like... He's like, are you fucking a regular pal?
Alright. Ken sent in a number in Oahu, Hawaii. Reading this, it seemed like a legit person and wanting to babysit. This is your babysitter one with the Let's Get It On package?
Yeah, I put the link to the ad. You can see what they're talking about in there.
I got it. You need a date night, huh? Okay, here we go. There we go. All right, cool. Let's do this in the vein of that babysitter date thing that I was doing a few weeks ago. That was pretty funny. Here we go.
I'm wondering about your Let's Get It On package.
Yeah. Let's get it on.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. I understand that you've got a date night package. Let's get it on, babysitter package.
Yeah.
All right. That's cool. Who watches the kid? Who's the babysitter? Is it a girl or a boy?
It's me and my wife.
Oh, nice. Okay. All right. So I've been kind of wanting to try this out, you know? I'm a little nervous, but I've had the fantasy about the babysitter coming over, you know, and, you know, this Get It On package sounds really good.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'd like the babysitter to come over, and I'll be pretending like I'm coming home, and the babysitter is here, and the kid's asleep, and then we take our clothes off, you know, and talk about, drink some wine, and all that.
Hold on, say that again?
Would you be joining us and all that? Is it that kind of thing, or... Hmm? Hello? I'm a single father, so what will happen is that my son's going to be sleeping, and then you and your wife, I guess, come over, and then we pretend that you're the babysitters, and then I come home, and like, I'm back from work, and the baby's sleeping, and like, oh, good, and let's have some wine, you know? We'll drink some wine and relax a little bit before you have to leave. And then I'll put on a video, and it's accidentally a porno. I thought it was a movie, and it's a pornography movie. And we get all hot and bothered, and I take my pants off, you know, when we look at each other. Is that how it works? And then we get it on?
No.
But this is for a date night, a babysitter get it on thing, you know?
It's a date night. For people who need childcare, you know, like a date night.
Yeah, the child's, you know, taken care of, and then you guys come over, and, you know, we be together and everything.
Nah, it's not that type of party.
Oh, so what did you want to do then?
Okay, like, I sent a call.
Can we make it that kind of party?
Oops, you're...
Hello?
Hello?
Can we make it that kind of party? Are you okay, sir? Are you bothered?
Hello?
Am I bothering you? What's going on?
Hello? Yeah, let's have a party.
Am I bothering you? What's going on?
Hello?
Am I bothering you? What's going on?
This is funny.
Can I talk to your wife? All right, that was stupid.
You all of a sudden went really low, Carlito. I don't think he could hear you.
Really? Huh. All right, let me check the mic then. That's happened sometimes. It just gets all fucked up here. I don't know.
Yeah, you were really quiet for a bit.
Yeah. Shit. All right, what about now? Is that better?
Much better.
Much better? Okay, good. Fixed it. Yay. All right, let's go. By the way, Tabachi was on the air earlier today with Polka. Or Polk Joe, whatever it is. And Ice Goose, I think, they did a pretty good job. I had fun listening to that. Although they ended their show abruptly. I wasn't happy about that. I got really upset. So they're not allowed on the air anymore. RBCP was on last night. I think he messed around with Charlie a little bit. Charlie from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Something like that, right? I think he hacked his voicemail. Sounds fun.
The fellas did pretty good on Friday. That was a good show.
Yeah. I didn't catch it. I was at work, but I heard good things. We were getting a call back from those crazy guys over there with the one bedroom. Let's call them back.
Red Madison.
Hey, did you give me a call back? What happened?
I did. I don't know what happened. Sorry about that.
Well, your phone is a stupid.
Yeah, it is. Who is this?
Yeah, this is Cross, and I want to make a reservation. Is this Noah?
It is.
Yeah, I want assurances you're not going to be putting my information all over for everyone to see if I don't make it over there.
Who's Cross?
That's my name. I'm a
potential. Do I know you?
No, I'm going to be a customer.
Oh, okay.
But you're going to know me if you start putting my information out there for everyone to see. You're going to know me big time.
Well, why would I put your information out there for everyone to see? You planning on not coming?
Well, that might happen sometimes if I can't get my babysitter to come by in time.
Well, you should probably let me know then, huh?
Well, I would let you know as early as I can. But my friend said that you were putting people's information out. That you put private information, you were putting their social security numbers out and everything?
Yeah, always the social security's mother maiden name, bank account numbers, routing numbers, passport numbers, the good stuff.
Yeah, that's what Eddie said you were doing.
Yeah?
Yeah, so don't you dare do that. I don't give you permission to do that.
First I need your mother's maiden name, social security number, and name of the bank you work at.
It's fuck you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's fuck you stupid.
I can't make a reservation without that stuff. I'm really sorry.
Okay. All right. Well, do you accept a Visa MasterCard?
Cash.
Cash? How am I supposed to send you the
cash? Gold bullion.
How do I send you the cash first?
What we usually do is we do a $3,000 per person deposit.
You stupid asshole.
And we just take that out of whatever you spend.
You know what? I'm online right now, and I'm putting negative review about you right now.
Oh, I love those.
I'm on Yelp.
Make it zero stars.
It says Noah's a gay. It says here he spits into food and he put AIDS-infected blood in the chicken, is saying right here.
Oh, I love that chicken, though. It's our signature dish.
Yeah, okay. Bye. Whatever. I hate that guy. I hate him even more now that he called back.
I also sent a request to prank about a lost iPhone that I know you love.
Lost iPhone.
We got some time for that one, though. That's over in Hawaii.
Hawaii. The song is jam, man. Everyone loves this song. Tabacha's playing.
Yeah.
Tariq needs a halal responsible roommate to share his bedroom for $350 a month. That's me. I'm halal responsible.
So is this a normal thing in the States, then, to be putting up your own bedroom for rent, share?
I think because of the economy it has been, yeah.
Because I know at university you guys have shared bedrooms, don't you?
Yeah, like dormitories. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
sometimes.
Weird.
Sometimes. Not as much anymore. That's how bisexuality gets started.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Hello, sir?
Yes, you're looking for a halal responsible roommate?
Yes, sir. Who's this?
Oh, hi. My name is Cross.
What's your name?
My name is Cross. I'm Jewish. Is that okay?
Cross.
Cross.
How do you spell that?
Cross.
Oh, Cross. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm Jewish. Is that okay, first of all?
That's okay. Okay. You're a human being, right? We're all human beings. Yes, the first place.
Yeah. Hey, can you make that stupid noise?
You're breaking up, sir.
Yeah, you have bad noise on your phone, you stupid. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm on the Bluetooth. I'm driving, but I have the Bluetooth.
Okay, is gay sex that halal or no?
Are you in Torres?
Yes.
Okay, so what do you work?
I don't work. I'm a student. Is gay sex halal or no?
Where did you study?
Gay sex. Is it halal?
Gay sex?
Yeah, fuck him. That's giving me a headache, for God's sake. Sorry, Ken. I can't do that one.
God damn that, Ken.
God. Anyway, Milkman dropped out. Try him again. Milkman's having connection issues tonight. Here's Big Frank, who read the ad, but here's the heading. Man seeks transgender roommate. Hey, Milkman, transgender.
I lost you, man. Yeah, tell him about your ring finders, and the training courses and stuff.
Oh, yeah, the prostate thing. Yeah, that's funny. No. No, Milkman. No.
Sloth got interested in it, man. He was going to ask you for a position,
I'll show him.
He wanted to go with
Hello, you have reached Media Pacific Adventures and Pamela Peake's corporate offices. Record full name with area code first.
Why does it say man seeks transgender roommate? I think that's for a porno. Sounds like a porno studio, right?
Originally, it was supposed to buy a straight
Hello,
man.
You have reached Media Pacific Adventures and Pamela Peake's corporate offices.
Yeah, the name is Pamela Peake's, and it's in Los Angeles.
Originally, he just had his name. He said, we could talk about your payment later, and I was like, this might be a setup.
Yeah, I think it's a porno studio just reaching out for transgender people to be in videos. That's what it sounds like to me. Okay, Barry shares a two-bedroom apartment with another female. We'll rent you their futon. That's the one you were talking about.
Oh, how they need to come over here. Shit.
There you go. Milkman, sleep on the futon. All right, here we go. Futon time. All right, I give up on this cigar. It's not even drawing anymore. What a piece of shit. What an ass.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Yeah, RBCP had offered to send me some oil change numbers, but I'm trying to stay away from those for a while. Hope you enjoyed them, guys.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
But Brad does plenty of them, He's always around, so that's cool. Here's Sam. I just have no fucking words. Must see the pics on and read. All right, what's this about?
Take a look at the ad.
Holy shit. The hell? Decent size shared room, California king bed, desk, drawer, large TV.
I don't want to clean their fucking room or house up next time they put an ad out.
Yeah, seriously, they got dirty laundry all over the place and books all over the place and shit. Good God. No smoking, DWP, what's that? What's DWP? Included.
No idea.
DWP. Well, let's ask him, right? We can ask him.
Is that DEWP?
No, not dupe. All right, here we're calling Sam Fernando.
DP? Is that what he said?
Yeah. Someone's asking what the name of that song is. It's the track from Debbie Does Dallas. It's pretty widely available. I know it's on YouTube. You can get it off of there, download it.
Hello, you have reached Media Pacific Adventures and Pamela Peake's corporate office.
Dude, that's the same one. That's the same number. That's the same.
What the fuck?
What the fuck? Hang on. Did I do that right?
Hello, you have reached Media Pacific.
Weird. Very weird. Yeah, same thing. I don't get it. Something's up.
Different numbers, but the same thing?
I guess so. Okay. Overloader, Nunu hooked him up with the song already. Good deal. There you go, man. Anyway, I think I was saying before, Jose wants to do a show. Jose, that's cool, but I was telling you, you gotta get your audio. You gotta get a good mic and stuff, because every time you call in, your mic is a mierda. You know, it's a shit.
Call that Angry Essex guy back again. He was fun.
Okay. Let's see if I remember his number. Or his name.
He definitely said he was a police officer, didn't he?
Yeah, he was. Sure he was. Yeah, he did. He did say that.
You'd like to know if he's managed to trace this yet.
We know all the police officers yell, "Don't stop fucking phoning me."
Yeah, you fucking cunt. David is his name. Do you want to talk to him, or you want me to take it?
I don't mind. Either way.
There you go. David Harmer.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to David, please?
What David are you looking for, please?
David Harmer, please.
Wrong number, I'm afraid.
No, I definitely called him on this number about half an hour ago and spoke to him.
No, wrong number.
No, it's the right number.
Where are you phoning from?
Brighton. Will you put David on, please? Stop fucking me about, it's important. Get David on the line now.
Who are you, please?
This is Ted, I want to speak to David.
And what would Ted like to speak to David about?
I'm not sure that that's any of your business.
Well, I'm not sure. Well, you've got some business phoning my phone number, have you?
It's not your phone number, it's David's phone number.
I don't think so.
I do think so. Put David on the phone. He's obviously there. It's up to David whether or not he wants to speak to me. It's not up to you.
Where are you getting his phone number from?
From David.
Really? And how do you know David?
Listen to me, you gutter slut. Put David on the phone right now.
Well, you little prick. Who the fuck do you think you're talking to, you little cunt?
Is that you, David? Why do you sound like a woman?
Well, I suggest you hang up now, you prick, before I come and fucking
you
kick
up.
Your head in.
You hang up. You're not going to kick my head in, are you? Put David on the phone right now.
Oh, you some posh little English boy, are you?
No. Put David on the phone. Stop fucking me about.
Fuck off, you little prick. Stop finding my fucking phone number before I come and kick your fucking head in.
Come and kick my fucking head in, you fucking pussy.
You fucking pussy, yeah.
Right, well, I've got your phone number, I've got your name, so maybe I have your address as well. I don't think you have any of that from me, do you? So you're not going to kick my fucking head in, are you? Fucking pussy.
Guess what? Where the fuck are you getting my phone number from? Where are you calling from?
I found your number on the door of a toilet.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Where are you getting my phone number from?
Huh?
David, this is dead air, right? You're annoying me now.
Huh?
This is David, isn't it?
Oh, David.
It is David. He's just being a
nonce. Yeah, nice. Man, I love trail mix. I went to the store. You can make your own trail mix. They got like different things out. It was good.
Oh, I had cranberry raisins for the first time. They're amazing.
Yeah, I put cranberries and raisins in his trail mix, and I put banana chips, peanuts, almonds, and cashews, and pumpkin seeds. It was good, man. Yeah, it was good. All right, anyways.
Should have called her a cum dumpster too.
Hell yeah.
I'm not sure that was a she.
That was him. He was making a funny voice.
He's very good at that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good at making feminine voices. We got a bunch of Richardses here. I'm going to post these in the Skype chat in case you want to see who we're calling. I'll start with the first one. Richard Diplock. Here we go.
Why are they all in Eastbourne, of all places?
No, that's Lonesome. He's the one that does it, you know? I just do what he says. He's the boss around here. Once his girlfriend isn't in the house, that'll suck. She was here last week. You guys scared her off. Kept asking her some sexual things. That's greatness.
Okay. I've sent the caller to voicemail.
Let's see who this is.
Yes, sir. You can call me back now. I'm in the parking lot. My phone number is 4.
All right, I don't want to give that out. Reagan, he said? Who's Reagan? Did we call the Reagan? You remember that? I don't remember a Reagan.
I don't recall.
Zeta was calling back. I don't know. Probably wrapping up the show here pretty soon, too. Milkman's back. Let me get the rest.
Horse meat.
Yo. Get UK Tid back here. We can continue. Yo.
Yo.
Hey, man. Welcome back. Had a bit of a Skype issue there, but we're back. Back to the Richardses. Richard Dixon.
Might just be me, but I don't think the video stream's up anymore.
Should be back up in a second. I was blanking the screen out.
Yeah, he's there.
Yep. Hey, is Richard there?
Just a minute.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hey, Richard. How are you doing?
Who are you?
Oh, it's Cross. I'm coming over. I got some peanuts.
What?
I got some food, some peanuts for us to eat with your wife. You said to come over and we're going to have breakfast. Remember?
Where are you?
No, this is Cross. I'm coming over and we're going to have breakfast. I'm bringing orange juice, some peanuts. You can make some porridge.
You're the person that called the other day.
Uh-huh. Maybe.
You're from a consumer company or something, are you?
Uh-huh. Yep. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, and I'm going to come over. I'm going to come over and show you some things, you know.
Come over to where?
I'm over your house. I'm going to come over your house and show you how you make these peanut butter, fresh peanut butter. Using our machine.
Yeah. I'm very keen. If you can give me the address, I'll come over.
No, I'm coming over to your house. I have your information here.
Which is what?
52 Swinburne Avenue. It's so good. It tastes so good. You're really going to like this stuff that you can make with this machine that I'm going to sell. I'm going to sell you.
Okay. That's very good of you.
And then we're going to...
When are you coming?
I'll be in my 15 minutes. Yeah.
What?
In like 15 minutes.
What time are you coming?
In about 15 minutes, I'll be there.
Okay, great. I'll be ready. Yep.
Yeah. Warm up some tea.
What?
Warm up some tea and some porridge. I'll bring orange juice and peanuts.
You're bringing it.
Yep, I'm bringing it, and then we're all gonna sit down on the floor together, me, you, and your wife, and I'll give you a demonstration.
Yeah, that'd be good.
And I'll pull down my pants for you and show you my underwear.
Yeah, and what else?
Well,
anything else interesting that you got to show me there?
Do you have anything else you want to see? I start charging after the underwear. If you want to see my nipples, my hairy chest and salami nipples,
yeah,
that's not free. That's private.
I don't expect you've got a prick then, have you?
I do, but that's private parts. You have to pay for that.
You sure? You sound to me as though you probably don't have one.
No, it's average. It's not too big, but it's there.
Well, look, brush over, please, because I would like to see it, because I don't really believe you've got one.
Okay. Will you show me yours?
Not likely.
Maybe we can touch them together. I'll touch yours against mine.
No, I'm not into that sort of stuff, but I'd like to have a look at yours. As I say, I just don't believe you've got one.
Okay, what about your wife? Would she like to see it?
No, she wouldn't. And as I say... Have got one, I'm sure it's pretty disgusting. It's probably actually got a magnifying glass here beside the bed, but
I have a pretty penis. I have a very pretty penis. Yeah.
Anyway, if you'd like to just hurry up and get over here, because I'm pretty anxious to see what it is you've got to offer. Okay?
I bet you are anxious.
I'll be frothing at the mouth. I'll be ready and waiting and looking.
You're foaming at the mouth to chew on my foreskin. Maybe your wife can compare our penises and tell us which one is more handsome. Wow. Jeez. My guy was interesting. Let's try to call him back.
I about spit my beer everywhere when you're like, yeah, why don't you chew on my foreskin?
That's sexy. I like when girls do that. No, I don't have a foreskin. Sorry.
Circumcision is child abuse.
Okay. It looks pretty. Looks nice.
Hello?
Hey. Hey, will you think your wife will chew on my foreskin a little bit and taste it? Hello?
I'm thinking about it.
Okay, you're thinking about it now? Are you getting all bothered, hot and bothered? Hello? Hello? Hey, let's listen. Shh.
Hello, sir.
I bet that bitch would take just the tip.
I think they're back there looking for Wee Wee. You heard them? It sounded like them, right? Sounded like her, at least. Wee wee. Oh, dear heavens, wee wee.
Why is Sloth talking about uncut dog penis?
I have no idea. I didn't even know dogs had foreskins. Makes you think. Sloth, how'd you know that British dudes have dog wieners? That's kind of weird, man. Anyway, let's continue. I want to click back. Wrapping up the show here at 1 o'clock in about 3 minutes. That was Richard Dixon, Richard Ford coming up next. UK Ted, if you want to do one, you better call it. He's wrapping up. You too, Ken.
Well, Dick Richardson? Or
Richard Dixon Cider.
Yeah.
Hey, is Richard there?
Yeah, who's calling?
This is Cross. I'm calling for sex.
What? Bloody hell.
That's one of the best reactions all night.
That was quite provocative.
Right out the gate, sorry.
Cross is calling about the age.
She wasn't in the game.
Hello? Yeah, Richard.
Yeah.
I'm calling for sex. How are you?
You bastard, give me up this horrible bloody morning. What's the matter with you?
I want to come over and touch you on the penis and your heads. Pet your head and muss up your hair and say, you crazy little monkey, you.
You're fucking mental, mate.
No, I've...
You know, yes, you are.
No,
why don't you go and fuck yourself?
I've been drinking and I've been doing that, but I need something better. I need a nice piece of... I need a nice warm fanny. How about your wife's big fanny? Can I have that? Give me that big British tight warm fanny. I'll put some HP sauce in and lick it off first. Hello? Jeez.
I love that. Hi, you bastard. Get me up this early.
I think she was hanging up, and then you mentioned HP sauce, and she changed her mind.
She fucking took down your number. I'm gonna call this motherfucker back later.
Put that in the black book. All right, let me stop eating. That's rude. Sorry, guys. Here's Richard Hards. Oh fuck yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah, I'm calling about the sex.
Dick Hards. Get it? Richard Hards? Dick Hards. Sounds like a porno name. That is a porno name. Richard Hards.
Some good of fuck to say.
Hey, buddy, how are you? Is this Dick Hards?
Pardon?
Is this Dick Hards?
Yes.
Oh, good, man. I wanted to come over and sleep in the bed with you.
Who is this?
This is Cross. I wanted a nice warm fanny for the night, so I thought I'd come over and sleep in the bed with you.
I'll get in touch with the police if you throw up this tile again.
Why don't you get in touch with my penis?
Touch it. Who is this?
This is Cross. I'm Cross. I'm from Spain, and I'm going to come sleep in your bed next to you and touch you in the penis and put my hard dick in your big, fat, warm fanny. Right? And you touch it.
Don't be so fucking filthy. I'm gonna phone the police up after this.
No, don't call police. I just come over and we'll kiss and we'll make up. You're so hot when you're angry. I love it when you get mad and we can make up. Makeup sex is the best. Okay?
Who is it, please? Give me your name.
Cross. This is Cross. I'm a sexy boy. I'm a sexy young man. I have a pretty penis.
Where did you get my number from?
From the city book. The city book has you down as a handsome man with a nice big bed and a warm fanny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I come over and be in the bed with you. Come on, let's play. Let's have fun. Okay? Good?
Who is it?
I told you, it's Cross. Bye. God damn it. Call him back. That was funny.
Defensive.
He wanted.
I know he's worried about.
725523?
I'm just ordering, you know, trying to offer love, you know?
Who is this?
I'm just trying to offer some love to you. This is Cross. I'm Cross. I'm a handsome man. I have a pretty, nice, pretty penis. That's very pretty. You know? And I come over and we have breakfast. He's saying the number.
A nice, pretty penis.
725523. Pretty penis.
Please, can you leave a message after the tone? Thank you.
I have a pretty penis. Me, me, me, me, me, me. Me, me, me, me, me, me, me, me, me, me. All right.
The fuck, yeah.
That'll entertain him.
You should try your Turkish kid back at his house now.
At his house? All right, that'll be the last call tonight. Let me get through these here. That was Richard Hards, right? Here's Richard Hyde. Dick Hyde. Dick Hyde.
He's playing Hyde the Salami.
Dick Hyde. All right, here we go. Jesus.
Tell him that's not very polite to be hiding in on you.
It's a weird show. Hello? Hello, Richard? Hello? Hello, sir? Sir, give me the command codes. Hello? Pee-pee. Pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-me-me-me-me.
It'll be even weirder here in 2 weeks when we do the big end birthday special.
The what?
My birthday's in 2 weeks. It'll be actually end of day of show.
Is it a birthday special? Whose birthday? Who? Me?
Mine.
Yours? Oh, cool, man.
On the 21st.
Okay. 421.
It's fuck yeah special.
You're born on the day after Hitler was born. Nice. Missed that bullet. Choked on a freaking almond. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Richard. Hello? Hey. You hear me? Hello?
Get his thumb up his ass.
Richard, wake up. Come on. Bastard. Stupid. Whatever. He's just breathing in the phone. At least we woke him up. Here's the last one from Lonesome Loser. This is Richard Nunny. After that, we'll call the Turkish Horse at Home, and that'll be the end of the show. Just a moment. Here we go. Last UK call of the night. Next to last prank of the night.
Are these all Lonesome lovers or something?
Hello?
Hey, is Richard there?
Sorry?
Is Richard there?
Richard who?
I'm Cross. I'm looking for Richard.
I think you've got the wrong number.
No, is Richard Nunny there? It's important.
Important.
Bullshit. We'll call back. Maybe he'll answer. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, Richard.
What are you doing ringing me at this time of the day?
Because Richard told me to call before I came over for breakfast.
Richard hasn't called anyone here, so you've obviously got the wrong number.
He told me to call, stupid. He said to come over for breakfast to call before I came over. One more time.
Will you please stop calling this number?
Well, you told me to come over for breakfast. I'm calling to let you know I'm on the way.
You've got the wrong number, man. This is a private house you're phoning.
Of course it's a private house. Where else would I come, stupid?
Well, you're talking about where do you think you're phoning?
Richard.
Where are you speaking from?
Richard Nunny. I'm calling from the hotel. You're at 14 Gloucester Close.
Well, what are you calling me for?
Because I'm going to come over. We're going to eat porridge. I'm bringing some orange juice. And we're going to sit down and talk and have breakfast together.
Well, who are you?
I'm Cross.
Who?
Cross. My name is Cross.
How would I know you?
We met a few weeks ago at the store. You said to come over today on April 8th. And to come over and we were going to talk about cars and... You were going to have your wife sit on my lap, and I was going to pet her on the head and tell her she's my little chicken, you know?
you're not very well, man. No. You're not very well.
I'm horny. I want to get in that big, nice, warm fanny of your wife. Your wife's big, nice, warm fanny. You know?
Well, I'm putting this phone down there, man.
Where are you going to put it?
You've got the wrong number. I don't know how the hell you got hold of this.
Put the phone.
You got it all wrong, pal.
Put the phone down.
Just go away.
Put the phone down there. Let me hear it. Okay. All right. Turkish horse time, and we're done. I don't think I called all of your requested pranks, Ken. Sorry.
What is it? What is High One's real? Is there a name for him? Onassis? He looks like fucking Onassis, dude.
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave.
All right, try him again.
Is the restaurant still open?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Perhaps when it is open, you know that recording that you played to the guy who translated it for you earlier?
Yeah.
What would happen if you called the restaurant when he's not in and just played that to them? Because I'd obviously recognize his voice.
Yeah, they think it's him. Good idea.
Just insulting them.
I'm going to call the house first, see if he answers. Well, it's busy, so. Answer machine's redoing itself. Must be at work still.
Hello. No one is available to...
All right, he's not answering there. All right, yeah, we'll call the business then, and we'll try that. I don't think they'll answer, but we can try it. Here we go. Calling it right now. Pow. Oh, I gotta get the voicemail ready. Whoops.
Hello?
Yes. Hello, how are you? Hello? Hello?
Lan orospu çocuğu, neredesin? Uyansana hayvan. Niye uyanmıyorsun, orospu çocuğu? Ananı götünden sikeyim senin. Ağzına verdiğinin yavşağı. Umana koydumun çocuğu, sana bütün bu beni aradıklarını ödettireceğim geriye. Buna koydumun piçi, uyan. Yavşak ol, yavşak. Senin ananı, bacını, karını, kızını, çoluğunu, çocuğunu, ananın mezarını sikey, piç.
And they hung up right in time. All right, UK Ted, great idea. Yeah, UK Ted. Bye, UK Ted.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. This is cool. Good luck with the military and the work, or whatever it is you're doing, okay?
Thank you. Bye. Good luck with your show. And I try and keep up with it when I get chance.
You better.
I can't be listening live very often, but I catch up with the YouTube and stuff.
That helps out. Which is excellent. Thank you, man. Tell your friends there in the military. Take it
easy. I will do.
See you later. Bye, man.
Yeah. Night, guys.
All right, Big Ken, you're out of here on your ass. Bye.
See you later.
Call you later. Milkman, you hear Milkman? Milkman. Milkman. Milkman. Time to go. Milkman. No Milkman. Well, we'll have to wrap it up with that Milkman. Unless we're with a customer. All right. Well, thank you for everyone who tuned in tonight. Thank you especially to Lonesome Loser, who sent in a lot of numbers to prank call. Appreciate it. Thanks for that guy who sent in the number. What was it? Was that restaurant, that guy Noah? He was interesting. Thanks to Ken for sending in your numbers also. And thanks for being on the show. Thanks to UK Ted for joining us.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Milkman, here you are. I was wrapping it up, man.
Oh, okay. All right. I went and got me some milk there real quick.
Yeah, cock in the face. Wrap it up then. Hurry up. You got to be fast.
Well, damn it, B2! All right. So, sorry. Hey, man, I want to thank everybody for stopping in. All our friends right there. 90.6 The Mouth. Especially our numbers hit, man. That's right.
Lonesome Loser, all fists held high for our brother and all our friends that stopped by and joined in tonight, guest callers, and definitely like to thank everybody over at the kitchen, Mr. Onassis. It was a pleasure and an honor, and I'd like to thank especially you, that's right, our listeners. Every week we do the most interactive show that you can find right here on the internet in your earballs. We drop a dime. We ask that you only give us the time and bring a friend or bury you, bring an enemy. They're always welcome right here in the madhouse. All right, everyone, Nino, over to you, brother.
Thank you. All right, whatever Milkman said.
Thanks, man. I'm about to conk out.
Be sure to visit madhouselive.com. We're also tonight on Blue Planet Radio. Be sure to visit blueplanetprankradio.net. CactiRadio.com. Thank you, Brad, and the rest for having us there. And be sure to tune in Friday for Tuck's Fireside Prank Call Chat Machine. Saturdays for Brent Westwood and RBCP. And we're here every Sunday. Take it easy, guys. I'll update that podcast soon. Anyway, bye. Love you guys. Love you, my little chickens.
I don't know where it is to go to get chickens.
Beep.